Hey, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide, on your World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned, please, for the best show on WFMU. Tonight, hosted by Tom Sharpling. I am speaking to you from alongside the railroad tracks as the train keeps rolling by. That's not an old record. That's a railroad car. Oh, I want to drive my car across the tracks, but this... How long is this train going to drive? Oh! How long will it drive? Oh! Kind of hypnotic. I'm falling under its spell. I must do what the skipping record tells me to do. And it tells me to pot it down. Thank you. What's that skipping record? Turn it back up? Okay. Okay, now it's telling me to turn it back down. Hey, everybody, best show coming up right now.
WFMU.
The best
show. WFMU.
The best
show. WFMU.
The best
show. WFMU.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a 1 hour television spectacular.
If it's 8 p.m. on Tuesday, that means it's time for the best show on WFMU.
180 minutes.
Worth of mirth, music, and mayhem, hosted by the one and only Tom Sharpling. The best show on WFMU broadcasts each and every Tuesday night from the 24th floor of the WFMU broadcast building, overlooking beautiful downtown Jersey City, New Jersey. As always, the phone number is 201-200-WFMU. So call now. But please, refrain from dialing unless you've got something to say. My name is Ali Farinaki, and as always, thanks for listening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Like the pizza box says, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Take it away, Tommy!
We go party hard.
Hey, everybody. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the best show on WFMU. We are here every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. In the background, the patron saint of the show, Andrew W.K., with Party Hard. The phone number I should make mention, 201-200-9368, and guess what? It's Open Phone Tuesday tonight. Anything you want to talk about, 201-200-9368, 201-200-WFMU. The email address, WFMU.org. And hey, we just heard the Whitefield Brothers from their maxi single, which is a 10-inch record that you play on 45, at 45, with two songs on it, and we heard Chokin' from the Whitefield Brothers on the Soulfire label. Before that, Oneida, their fantastic 2-LP set. Out now. Each One Teach One is the name of it. And we heard Black Chamber from Oneida. Creedence Clearwater Revival stopping by before that. With the song Keep On Chuglin'. From the album called Bayou Livin'. Actually, it's not called Bayou Livin'. It's called... I can't remember what their first album is called. Well, it's from their second album, which is called Bayou Fever. No. Party Time. The songs Keep On Chuglin'. I cannot remember what the album's called, because I played that from... one of the six CDs within the six song. The six LP. It's falling apart already. The six CD set. Creedence Clearwater Revival. CD 2. So where we got that from. And starting us off, No Way Out by The Headcoats. Billy Childish and The Headcoats. From the album Heavens to Murgatroyd even. It's The Headcoats already. On the Sub Pop record label. Hey, tonight we've got an exciting show planned for you. We've got Smash or Trash coming up later in the program. We're going to smash or trash a band by... It's not on there. Everything's falling apart. By Doug from Buffalo, his band. We will smash or trash that release. That's later in the show. We've also got From the Daily Show. Special guest Matt Walsh will be calling in to tell us all about his new TV special, which is airing, I believe, this Thursday evening. We'll hear all about that from him, but right now it is Open Phone Tuesday. Let's take some calls. WFMU, you're on the air. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's Trish in North Carolina.
How are you, Trish?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. How are things in North Carolina?
I'm watching hockey right now, so that's going good.
Hockey. Who's playing hockey?
Carolina Hurricanes and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Who are you rooting for?
I have to say, I'm rooting for Carolina.
I have to say, I'm torn right now.
You're torn?
Because I have friends in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I've got friends in Toronto.
Yeah, I know.
Who should I root for?
Carolina.
You think I should root for Carolina? What is the series at? What is the...
The one bit of information is that we've already beat one... Canadian team.
Who and who are they?
The Habs. We beat them in the first round. And now we're playing Toronto.
Now, do you hate Canadians?
No. I like Toronto especially because Vince Carter plays basketball there.
Are you are you a North Carolina? You are a UNC fan?
Yeah.
Are you a? Did you go to UNC?
No, I never went there. I've just lived here in Chapel Hill, Carborough area for so long.
Why are you not a Dukie?
Why?
Yeah.
There's no reason to explain that.
Aren't they like the lamest people ever?
Yes. They hit the ground and then pump their hands in the air and. You know, I mean...
And they paint their face blue. Oh, wait, North Carolina fans do that also.
They paint their chest.
It's a lighter blue.
Yeah.
Does that...
The light blue color is way better anyway.
You think
no,
so?
I mean, there's no brainer when it comes to being a Duke fan that I would never be one.
Mm-hmm. They are just complete... Do you consider them, like, less than human?
Kind of. Even though one of my best friends is a big Duke fan.
And who is that?
I can't divulge.
Oh, tell me. Do I know him or her?
Maybe. Yeah, you do. I think you do.
Okay.
He's a front man of a...
Yeah, of a, I know who that is.
Of a legendary Chapel Hill.
That guy's so lame. So
here's my other thing I wanted to tell you about. No one of your listeners has called to talk about small town ecstasy, really, have they?
Rave Dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a way better name.
You like the Rave Dad show?
Well, I mean, I just think that somebody has to take their hats off to that documentary.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought that documentary was spectacular. What was your favorite part of the Rave Dad show?
It's pretty sick when they were all rolling, is that what they called it? When he was rolling with his 12 and 13-year-old kids.
Wasn't that sad when he was just like... He's like, you could tell he wanted to get his kid high, but he was, like, trying to, like, not be responsible for it.
I know.
He's like...
Oh, and he put the money to the side and was like, oh, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm putting the money here. I don't know how he bought the ecstasy, even though I left out enough money for him to buy it here on the counter
exactly
where he knew I was leaving it.
And then the 18-year-old son was like, I really don't think this is a good idea, Dad.
The one who looks like Dirk Nowitzki?
Who's that?
See, this is another thing I want to talk about right now. That is a pro basketball player.
Oh, I can't. I could hardly hear you, but it sounded more like a hockey player.
Now, do you know?
I thought you said Greg Lewinsky.
No, not Greg Lewinsky. Do you know? Do you like pro basketball?
Pro basketball. See, I'm true to my instincts where, mm-hmm. you know, somebody will say, oh, I'm going to go watch blah-de-blah blah versus blah-de-blah blah, pro game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, people down here tend to say, who from the ACC is on those teams?
You know what? Your state couldn't even support a pro team.
I know. It's not sad, but don't you think if they kind of farmed some Duke or, you know, UNC or...
So you mean
Forest,
they...
Is there anybody
but you
onto
know...
the Hornets, I think that this... The state would
but that's
be
the
more
team,
into it.
That's the team's responsibility, not the league's responsibility.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The team
was stupid for not
picking local talent
from the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
So who would you have had them take? Cherokee Parks?
No.
A guy like
that's
that?
That's so funny. I just mentioned him earlier.
Have you seen what he looks like now?
No.
He has like all these tattoos up and down his arms.
Like his sister.
Yeah, like his weird adult sister.
Yeah.
And he has all these tattoos up and down his arms, so now he's like the punk rock basketball player, except he stinks, and like he barely ever plays.
Do you know what any of the tattoos say?
I think they say, put me in, coach. He has a tattoo that says, put me in, coach, and then he has one that says, ride in the pine. And it's like done like the Thug Life tattoo that Tupac had. Across his chest, it just says "Ride in the Pine" in like those gothic letters. So you want people to talk about Rave Dad?
Well, no, I don't want people to. I mean, they can if they want, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention it because I hardly ever get to. I'm actually bartending right now. I hardly mm-hmm. ever get to listen to your show when I can call.
How are things at the bar, by the way?
They're great, thank you.
The Orange County Social Club.
Yeah, did you get your card?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I got my card.
So that means now I can drink and drive in Chapel Hill. Is that what that means?
Right.
When you have the membership card.
No, you can't friggin' drive. Well, if you come here, you know, it's such a small town, you can walk around. You can have a couple drinks and walk to wherever you're staying.
You know where I'm staying?
Where?
I'm actually going down to Chapel Hill soon. I will be staying in the dumpster behind Time Out Chicken.
you can get the I forget what they call it, but they sell like the scaled down bones, like a bucket of bones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will be sleeping in that the bucket of bones that people don't want. Or they have to. Hey, you
that
know,
is a rough bucket.
Trish,
yeah.
I love when you call.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you so much for. I do have to. Dave is flagging his arms,
okay,
my call
good.
Screener, telling me.
Well, I got to get back to.
Well, thank you for calling. I can't wait to get down to the Orange County Social Club.
I know. I can't wait to see you.
In Chapel Hill.
All
in
right.
Carrboro.
Yes, Carrboro.
Okay. All right.
Bye, Tom.
Thanks, bye. It was great
bye.
Talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
There's listeners all over the place listening to this show. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's Mike Healy.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
How you been doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Long time no speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Emily's doing great.
That's your daughter?
Yeah, she's doing great.
Congratulations.
And we're just kind of hanging out here, and I'm loving your show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a great one.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, you played a song, I'm not sure who it was. It was kind of an older-sounding record. It had like that kind of Proud Mary
vibe. Yeah, I played Creedence. I played Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That was Creedence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was Keep on Chuglin'.
Keep on Chuglin'.
Yeah.
Do you know what album that's on?
You know, I'm not. It's on their second album. I forget. It's the album that's got Born on the Bayou on it.
Okay. Cool.
But there's a new box set also with of Creedence stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like a 6-CD box set, which has everything. It's pretty cool.
Geez. Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to find that tomorrow. That would be great if I could find that. I think if I found that in store tomorrow, I'd be about as happy as I am tonight.
Wow. Well, why are you so happy tonight?
Well, I've just gotten into DVDs.
Oh wow! I started getting in about a year ago buying DVDs. It's a lot of fun, right?
Oh, I love them!
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is great finding all those old movies that you loved, and they've got like new things on them now. You know, in
like,
the DVD format,
like bonus features and stuff, and yeah.
Oh, I love it! And well, anyway, today I've been looking everywhere for a copy of this movie on a DVD, and I've yet to find it until today.
Uh huh.
The Wicker Man. Do you know that movie?
That's a British horror movie from the 70s, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Christopher Lee was in it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to give anything away, but it's a pretty gruesome ending.
Okay, I've a lot of people I know like that movie. Now, I didn't even know that was available on DVD.
That's the thing. I wasn't sure if it was because I couldn't find it anywhere,
mm-hmm.
but I found it today, and it's not an American copy. It's an English import, which I've heard is great.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't had a chance to check it out, but I can't wait to see that tonight. So I'm very excited.
So it's actually manufactured in Britain or England?
I guess so. Uh-huh. I mean,
you're sure that that's going to play, though? Because, you know, a lot of the with the DVDs, like, there's different regions with them. Like, around the world, like America is, North America is region one. I think Europe is region two. I don't know if the region two discs are going to play on a region one DVD player.
Wow, I didn't realize I was talking to Mr. DVD.
Well,
oh my God. Jeez, you just took me to school just then. Woo! My God, my head is spinning with all these regions and numbers.
No, I was not trying to. I'm just trying to point out that DVDs have different regions. I mean, they're made for different parts of the world. That way they don't sell, they can't play worldwide.
I'm looking at it at the case right now, and there's nothing about regions on this. I mean, this must be something secret that you guys cooked up when you invented the thing.
When what? We invent... I didn't invent
DVDs. When you did.
I didn't invent DVDs.
Now, were you on in on the MMCD, which I guess was something that I guess when you were at Phillips, you had come up with. Is that?
Well,
is
never.
That right?
I have nothing to do with the creation of the DVD.
Oh, you don't. You didn't work at Phillips.
No, I did not.
Oh, geez. Oh, okay. Oh, it just sounds like I'm getting the most possible, the highest expert advice on DVDs here.
No.
But I just assumed that you were in on this from the ground floor at Phillips, and then what? Did you go to Toshiba then or something?
No, I've never. I was just trying to point out.
Well, they just offered you a pretty kick-ass benefits package for you to leave Phillips to go to the main competition there.
I am not a programmer.
Hey, where are your loyalties, guy? I guess you go where the money is, though.
I don't go where the money is. I have nothing to do with the creation of DVDs and the manufacturing or the inventing the format. I just meant to tell you that there are different regions for different DVDs around the world, and a lot of times they have different numbers, like U.S. and North America's Region 1. I think Europe is Region 2. I think there are DVDs that are worldwide, though, a lot of times. I mean, now you said that there's no number on that DVD.
No, I don't see anything here.
Well, look, you're sure there's not on, like, the back at the very bottom?
The bottom of what? The way you guys have these things laid out, I can't figure out what's the front and what's the back.
I didn't lay out the front or the back. Why do you think I have something to do with the creation of DVDs?
So if I've got a video, a DVD here, like the one I've got here, The Wicker Man,
yeah,
and it's got writing on the top of it, you know, like a regular CD,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean that there's nothing on that side? So I couldn't... Basically, I couldn't put the print side down and get anything extra, would I?
Well, you know, I know a lot of DVDs are one-sided like that, but they do have dual-sided DVDs where you flip them over. Like, one side will be the widescreen presentation of the movie. The other side will be full frame.
And when did you invent this?
I didn't invent it.
Huh. Really? I mean... I don't know anyone that knows this much about DVDs. I thought the baby doctor thing was something else.
Uh-huh.
How do you have time to do all this stuff? You're the authority on babies.
I'm not an authority on babies.
Oh, and then you were the expert on publishing.
Oh, because I corrected you. Because you misspoke.
Oh,
on
you
something.
More than corrected me. You just, you literally wrote and read an audiobook over the air. The equivalent of like a how-to.
How-to what?
Guide to publishing.
Oh, I wrote a how-to guide publishing.
I think, I recall you just like talking for literally 2 hours.
You are completely mistaken. Hey, Mike,
anyway, what was the first DVD ever produced?
I would have no idea.
I was curious about that, too. Oh, wait, you weren't there during the manufacturing of it?
No, I was not there
during
the...
Oh, you weren't? Okay, well, huh. Well, here's another question.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't there any good bonuses on Woody Allen DVDs?
I would probably say because he doesn't want them on. You mean like commentary?
Exactly. Yeah. Or yeah.
Well, I guess
like
he
that.
Wouldn't do commentary.
So you've spoken to, with him about this?
To Woody Allen?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I did not speak to Woody Allen.
Oh,
about
it. I'm sorry. I just assumed that you had a powwow with everybody who puts a DVD
uh-huh.
out,
oh, and
you kind of give them your blessing because you are the creator.
So you mean the way you see it is I meet with Woody Allen and tell him to not load his DVDs up with extra features.
I guess. I mean, you're like the DVD wizard.
I'm not the DVD wizard.
What widescreen TV would you recommend for optimum DVD viewing?
I wouldn't know. I just have a normal TV. You know, like a normal 21-inch TV.
21, wow. That's better than a lot of us have there, son.
First of all, I'm not your son, so please don't call me son. Secondly, I don't think a 21-inch TV is that impressive.
Well,
I mean, I know a lot of people do like flat screen or plasma screen TVs for DVDs, but I.
Wait, you mean you know people that have those?
Yes, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course you do. I forgot. I'm talking to the guy who invented the DVD player and the DVD.
I.
You must have it all.
I have so little.
You know, I've always wondered.
What's that?
Why do you guys make it so you can't fast forward through all those FBI warnings on the beginning of DVDs?
Well, I guess if I had to answer it in a two-parter, I would first of all qualify that I have nothing to do with the manufacturing of the DVDs, and I'd like you to really just understand that. That I honestly don't know a thing about that from a technical standpoint, but I would assume that it would
You're embarrassing yourself.
Why?
Because you just went off for like 2 hours on the history of the DVD, and now you're just trying to play it off like, oh, I don't know anything.
So for 2 hours.
Felt like it.
It felt like it. Well, it felt like 5 minutes to me. Hmm. Well, I would say, I mean, do you want an answer to this or not? I mean, or are you just going to make fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you at all. I'm learning. I never dreamed that when I woke up this morning that I would be in a master's class on DVDs.
I don't know why you would think that now. You're not in a master's class on DVDs. I would assume that the FBI warning is there because it has to be up on the screen for a certain amount of time. I mean, that makes sense to you, right?
It does now. You know it all. I cannot believe this. My God.
Why do you insist on always? All I'm doing is, you ask me a question.
I would love to see a profile, an in-depth profile on you in a future issue of Fortune magazine.
Why would you want to see that in Fortune magazine?
Well, because you invented the DVD. I just can't believe I've never heard of it.
I didn't invent the DVD. I got a DVD player about a year and a half ago.
Where do you see this technology going? Like, do you see it like? That there's going to be something even like smaller and more just better than what we got now. I just can't imagine it.
I personally would think the DVD would not get smaller.
I'm scooping. Love it. I'm going to pitch this.
No, I'm not scooping.
I'm going to write this story up and pitch it tomorrow.
To pitch it where?
I don't know, like Time. I guess they would. This is like huge news. DVD announces greater inventions coming, courtesy of me. Okay.
You might want to look at a new phone there that you don't bump into the buttons on every time you get into one of your rages, Mike.
I wasn't in a rage.
It sounded like a rage.
I'm just counting my lucky stars that I have the scoop of the century here.
I don't.
Where entertainment is going... courtesy of the man who invented it.
I have nothing to do with the invention of the DVD.
Oh, man, you
please.
Have made me.
I have made you what?
You have made me very happy because I'm going to pitch this, and I'll probably end up as a Times staff writer.
You think because of this scoop you've got?
Well, yeah, this is huge news.
You're like the most sarcastic person that may have ever existed.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you are so sarcastic.
I'm paying tribute.
You're paying tribute
yes.
to me by just mocking, because I knew one little thing about DVDs.
One little thing? It sounds like, have you been listening to yourself for the last 2 hours?
I haven't been talking for the last 2 hours.
You've been dropping heavy science.
DVD, yeah, I've been dropping DVD signs. I, who have had a DVD player for a year and a half.
You're such a liar.
You know, I hope your stupid Wicker Man CD doesn't play DVD.
Well, if it doesn't, I know who to come to, the inventor. All right, well, I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, let me know. And try to calm down a little bit, Mike. It's not good for you to raise your kid in that kind of environment.
Well, I don't actually live with her anymore.
With your daughter?
No.
Who you mentioned that she was doing great.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hear from her mother once a month or so.
Uh-huh. So you have no interest in your child to even speak to your child?
Well, I'm into these DVDs now.
Oh, and that, I can understand how that would take all your time away from checking on your child to see
how
she's doing.
Well, once I get into something, I commit to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
I guess your kid takes a back seat.
Well, you know, she'll always be there. I don't know if this technology is always going to be here, judging by what you just told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I better check out as many as I can.
I'm checking the email right now, and Jason has just emailed in saying, in regard to your invention of the DVD format and player,
mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed that you treated your admirer so poorly. You should be more humble instead of rubbing our noses in your achievements.
Well, you know, I got to say, Jason, I think that's dead on.
Jason, I did not invent the DVD player. Please. Mike is a guy who is overreacting to the fact that I mentioned one little technological thing about a DVD, and now he's completely blowing his stack. So please, this is not... But just use your head, everybody. Mike Healy is not a... he knows not of what he speaks.
I do, too. I know that I'm talking to... Right now, my God. Because you brought me such pleasure with this invention of yours, the DVD.
That I've brought you pleasure.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad DVDs have brought you pleasure, but I have nothing to do with them, having been created... or manufactured, or any of that stuff.
I got to get you to sign a DVD for me. Would you do that?
What would you want me to write
on it?
Just
anything. Like, you're welcome would be great.
I will not sign a DVD.
Well, great. Well, screw you then.
Well, I've said it before. I'm sure I'll end up saying it again. It's not the show until someone... He didn't threaten my life. Usually people threaten my life. 201-200-9368 is the phone number. It is Open Phone Tuesday. And as from that last phone call, you can ascertain that people can call and talk about anything. So please... I'm going to put a little caveat on that. Anything except for the accusation of me having invented DVDs. So, anyway, later in the program, we've got the fantastic Smash or Trash coming up from the band Doug, one of our listeners, Doug in Buffalo. His band is called Management. And they will be, we will be smashing or trashing his record later in the show. Doug, tell me what, I forget which emphasis tracks you want me to highlight, and make sure they don't have any bad words in them, please. Email me back with the answer to that, Doug. And later in the program, at the 9 o'clock hour, from The Daily Show, Matt Walsh is going to be calling in to... tell us all about working on The Daily Show as one of their fantastic correspondents and give us some insight into his exciting special coming up this Thursday night. Oh, hey, you know what's on tomorrow night? What's on tomorrow night, Dave?
I don't know.
I also want to thank Dave for coming down. He's one of the associate producers on the program. Next week?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Celebrity Boxing.
Well, who's on that?
Is it tomorrow night, I think?
I don't know, maybe.
I think it's tomorrow night.
I don't know if this is on.
It's on, don't worry. You're on. Try now.
Okay.
You hear yourself now?
Yes, I do, thanks.
Hold on.
I saw a commercial for Celebrity Boxing.
Let's see when it's on. As we go to celebrityboxing.com, that's got to be the website, celebrityboxing.com. I'm just going to take a chance on that. Let's find out when it's on. The bill is just so spectacular. And we're not going there.
Well, I'm sure Fox.com would have it placed pretty prominently.
Here we go, Fox.com. Celebrity Boxing 2 tomorrow night at 8:30. Let's see who's on the bill for Celebrity Boxing 2.
It's Olga Corbett versus Darva Conger.
Olga Corbett versus Darva Conger. It's going to be Manute Bol,
right,
versus William the Refrigerator Perry.
That'll be pretty sad.
That should be spectacular. And then
Horshack versus Screech.
Isn't that unbelievable? Here's the list right here. Card 1, Olga Olia Corbett versus Darva Conger. Who do you pick for that fight? Let's do picks right now.
All right.
Olga Corbett versus Darva Conger.
I'll go with Olga Corbett, actually.
Oh, just so you know, Olga Corbett, age 47.
She looks much older.
Darva Conger, age 36. I'm taking Conger.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
She's got a military background. So she's tough.
Well, yeah. Well, you say she's tough, but remember after Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, she said she just wanted to be left alone.
Yes.
So that's why she appeared in Playboy, and now she's on TV.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see the Playboy with her in it. I wasn't allowed.
That's too bad. It was hot.
Now I'm shutting your mic off. I'm so tempted to just... That was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Card 2, Ron the Pulverizer Polillo, who is Horshack, versus Dustin Screech Diamond.
Now, I'm surprised that they would have that as the second card. Like, I thought that would be, like, the main event.
Oh, no, that's the freak show one.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think wins that? Does he know Dustin Diamond? 25 years old. Ron Polillo, 48.
Yeah.
You gotta go with Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'll take Horshack. Just, you know,
you're gonna take
betting.
Horshack. Okay. Yeah. Manute, the Sudanese freedom fighter Bol, fighting William the Refrigerator Perry. Who are you taking on that fight?
I would take Perry, obviously. But, you know, if Manute Bol is still in the great shape that he was when he was in the NBA, then obviously.
Logic tells me to take William the Refrigerator Perry. But since there's no money on this, I'm going with the wild card, Manute Bol.
Okay.
And the main bout, Joey the Gladiator Buttafuoco versus Joni Lauer, a.k.a. China. You got to take China.
Well, you would think, but she's probably going to play real dirty.
Joey Buttafuoco, 46. China, 30.
Yeah, China's going to get disqualified, though, for, like, kicking or something.
Oh, you know. She'll clobber him. I say I'm going with China.
Okay.
What do you say?
I'll take Joey Buttafuoco, then.
Okay, the bets are in. And the phone number, 201-200-WFMU. Who do you think is going to win the celebrity boxing? You can call in with that also if you want to let us know. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Matt Walsh from The Daily Show is going to be checking in, telling us all about the exciting world of The Daily Show and his exciting new special, which will be on this Thursday. Hey, why don't we get back to the music in the meantime? Phone calls coming in. I'm going to wait to see the quality of these phone calls. Then we will move on, or perhaps not. So, now Petey, everybody, just so you know, Petey is our young charge of the program. He's 11 years old, I believe. Petey has a new poll up on his website saying who's better. And he has category of number one is me and Dave. Number two is Hova, Belinda, and Ranger Jim. And the other ones are just insane, the rest of his thing. Moltar from Space Ghost. Kuwabara from, I don't know what that's from. Clayman, I don't know what that is. Vegetarians, okay. So go to Petey's website. You can get the address is just way too long to give out over the air. But so actually no one can call up and vote on this. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, good. I got 5-1 on Horseshack.
You're taking Horseshack.
Definitely.
Over
Screech.
Over Screech, who is almost half his age.
Definitely. I'll tell you why.
Why?
I think Horseshack just grew up in a tougher part of town. They fought dirtier out there.
Oh, you mean in the fantasy land of Welcome Back, Kotter?
Exactly. And he, you know, I think he's got one up on Screech. Screech, he's just naturally extremely goofy.
But don't you understand that Screech...
I understand the age thing.
Screech is angry also. He's currently angry. Ron Polillo Ron Polillo has had the bright white anger of being a punchline. Just age has kind of tempered that.
I don't know, man. If I was Horseshack, I'd be pretty angry at myself, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, I don't know. His career hasn't gone anywhere. This is his chance to come back and make a name for himself. I mean, you know, at least people still remember who Screech is, but not too many people know who Horseshack is anymore, let alone Welcome Back, Kotter.
How about Olga Corbett versus Darva Conger?
What's that one? I'm sorry?
Olga Corbett.
Yeah.
The gymnast.
Uh-huh.
Against Darva Conger from Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Right. You know, I don't know too much about those two. I got to be honest with you, but anybody that has resiliency to who wants to be a professional whore on TV, it's pretty tough. So
okay, so you're going with Darva Conger.
Definitely.
How about Manute Bol against William the Refrigerator Perry?
I just got to say Perry, man. I mean, he was an animal. I mean, he has aged, but still, I mean, he was an animal. I don't know about that one.
The reach, though. Look at the reach.
The reach is the only thing. It all depends on how much stamina
Perry's got. You want to know what the reach is?
What's that?
William Refrigerator Perry, his reach, 88 inches.
88 inches, okay.
Manute Bol, 102 inches.
Again, it all depends on how much Perry can take, really, is what it comes down to. Because if Perry gets in a couple good hits, you know, and can hold in, or if he just basically just has to pin him, that's all he's got to do. He's got to pin him, and he's an animal.
Well,
it's not
wrestling, though.
It's just straight-up fighting.
It's straight-up boxing with boxing.
Just straight-up boxing.
Yeah.
Then I would say, you know, in this case, probably Perry. Manute Bol has a better shot then.
How about Joey Buttafuoco versus China?
Definitely China. Oh,
China will murder. Won't that be the funniest thing ever?
That's going to be the best one, too. He's got it coming to him, too, man.
I still think he's an American hero.
Well, hey, you got away. Listen, what he got away with is beautiful. And
that was beautiful, what he got
amazing,
away with.
It was amazing to see his wife stick, you know, stay by his side, all of that. She got captain.
Beautiful.
That was.
Get off my phone. How dare you call that beautiful. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I actually have a comment for the William Refrigerator Perry fight.
Okay, what is it?
Worked with him on a photo shoot about 8-9 months ago.
Yeah?
And he has no shot. He's giant, bloated. We needed to hold him a box of stuff up in front of a refrigerator for an ad.
Yeah.
Screaming like a little girl with a skinned knee. All right? He's got no shot.
Because he had to stand.
No, it's just...
Is he that fat that he couldn't stand?
Yeah, he runs a construction company in Atlanta. I mean, he's got no shot.
So we have William the Refrigerator Perry, age 39. He's 6'3", 350 pounds
it's
plus.
It's all Manute Bol.
You think Manute Bol. Manute Bol, on the other hand, 42 years old.
And he's got the
knee. 7'7", 240 pounds, the reach, 102 inches. That's unbelievable.
You know, exactly. If the fight goes more than 20 seconds, it's all in the Manute Bol.
How about Olga Corbett versus Darva Conger?
It's a hard call. You know, she's a money-grubbing wench, so how much cash is on the line? That would really be the defining point for her, I guess.
Wait, why is she a money-grubbing wench, but Olga Corbett isn't? Who now is starting, or Ron Polillo isn't a money-grubbing wench for starting a boxing career at the age of 48 just to be a complete punchline.
Well, actually, has Screech had a nose job yet?
I don't know. So you think that could factor
in? Yeah, Ron Polillo has. So I'm going to give it all to Screech.
You're going with Screech.
Yeah, because it's like he doesn't have any surgery invested, so.
Why don't you people like Darva Conger?
All right, I gotta keep driving.
If Darva Conger, here's what I say to you. If Darva Conger came up to you, you'd be like, hello, Darva, man. You'd be like, you'd be sucking up to her so bad. Right? Admit it.
No, that's...
Get off my phone for not admitting that. How dare you. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom?
Yes?
Did you know that the poll's at WFMU message board?
The poll is at the WFMU message board? It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You go to the message board, and it says something, but I don't remember. It just says something, and you click it, and it shows my webpage.
Wait, who is this?
Petey.
Say that again.
P? Don't watch me.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again like that.
The Petey.
No. Petey.
Petey.
Hey, Petey, did you get my email?
No.
I sent you an email, buddy.
Really? You're probably cursing at me, and you're going to hang up with me
no,
right now.
No, I'm not. Check your email account that starts with the W-R-I. You know that one? You have a Hotmail account?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check your Hotmail account. There's an email I wrote you. I was waiting for you to write me back, buddy.
Oh.
Check it, and then call me back later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Petey, he went from being like my least favorite human to now being one of my favorite callers. Sweet Petey. Hey, let's listen to some music, then we will be back with Matt Walsh from The Daily Show. Here are the Oblivions on WFMU. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the best show on WFMU. We just heard The Clinic from their new EP on the Domino label out of the UK. Circle I, non-LP track, not on Walking With Thee. And before that, The Oblivions from their fantastic album Soul Food from 1995, The Vietnam War Blues. And I should welcome to the program right now, it's very exciting for us to have on the best show from The Daily Show, Matt Walsh. Matt, is that Matt Walsh?
Yes, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I'm a big fan of your show.
Oh, well, thank you. We are huge fans.
I love WFMU, and I support you guys every year when you do your fundraiser.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It's a very worthwhile station, and you guys are all great.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. So, hey, we are huge fans of you, and you are a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Yeah, that's right. I share an office with Mo Rocca. I don't know if you know who he is.
Of course we do.
Yeah, yeah.
So. You are obviously a correspondent, and you have a special coming up.
That's right. Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii makes its worldwide premiere on Thursday night at 11 o'clock on Comedy Central, which is part of most of your basic cable packages.
So this special is what? Tell us about Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii.
Well, it's, I got to do a special because John Stewart's a big fan of my work, and we get along, we hang out a lot, we go rollerblading, and he was just saying, you ought to do a special, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do, and he's like, anything goes. So, I took him at his word, and I thought, what would be crazy or what would be new in television, and I thought, well, why not take it to, an exotic location that's still in the States, and some people said, well, let's go to Hollywood, and I thought, no, why not go, Hawaii? So we're going to Hawaii.
So the special is you going to Hawaii.
Yeah. And we do a lot of, we cover everything. We there's surfing. There's poi, which is taro root. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Okay.
There's leis. When you get to Hawaii, they give you a lei.
Okay.
Right at the airport there. I don't know if people know that. There's, surfing. There's a shark attack, actually.
Wow, so this is like a real, actual Hawaiian adventure.
It is a Hawaiian adventure. It really is. There's herpes. A lot of people don't forget that herpes is in Hawaii as well.
Herpes being?
The venereal disease.
Oh, okay. I thought that was kind of all over the place, but.
Well, it is, yeah. But, just people think that they're on vacation and, and it's an exotic land and stuff like that can happen, and it can.
Oh, so you can catch. You're just saying that Hawaii is not exempt from herpes.
It's not.
Okay.
And there's there's a we found a curse. Turns out it was cursed tiki talisman.
Really?
Yeah. And wreaked a little havoc.
So you put on this talisman, and it? Do you think it's like a good luck talisman or something?
I did. Yeah. It's funny you say that. Yeah. Actually, did. I did think it was a talisman, and then a lot of stuff started a coconut fell on my head, and I had a surfing accident.
Wow.
And I started thinking that it wasn't good luck, and then when I had some bad poi, and that was like the last straw. That made me think, you know, maybe this thing I'm wearing around my neck. And I'm not really superstitious. You know, I like Samoans. You know, most of the best NFL players are Samoan.
You know who's a Samoan? It's that guy, Bjarke Vatuka.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And Musi Tatupu, an old running back. You remember him.
No.
He was good, too. And University of Hawaii has a great football program, too.
So do you go into the whole University of Hawaii football program? Is that part of the special?
No. You know what? That's the next one. That would be a great, like, place to do. What I hope to do is, and another groundbreaking thing, is to have, like, the NCAA All-Americans and, like, have a special where I get to introduce the starting offensive and defensive lineups. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
No, not on the Comedy Central channel, at least.
Well, on television.
On television.
You know, I think you'd have to go back to Elvis to think of, like, a Hawaiian special. I think Elvis did something with a live satellite hookup. I don't think many people
you
watched.
You know, there haven't been other Hawaiian specials since the Elvis
one? That I've seen on television, no. No, I mean.
Huh. I thought there were other ones.
Really? Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think you're probably thinking of Elvis. It kind of resonated with some people. Do you like Elvis?
I do like Elvis.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you were just thinking that his special was more recent than it is. That was back in 72.
Now, speaking of Elvis, hey, yeah. Are there any stars on your thing like Elvis?
As a matter of fact, TV's Horatio Sanz makes a cameo appearance from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he's the guy on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, which is also on Comedy Central.
In reruns.
But oh, are those reruns?
Those are reruns.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The new episodes are on NBC, I believe it is.
NBC. I don't know if I get NBC.
I think, again, it's part of, if you get Comedy Central, you probably get NBC.
Oh, really?
On your package. So that's exciting. So you have, Horatio Sanz in the special.
Yeah, TV's Horatio Sanz. We had him do an original song. He's a pretty good songsmith, and he cranked out a nice little ukulele. Again, something you probably haven't seen in a Hawaiian special, certainly. You know, a real poignant ukulele, you know, song.
So you do.
A lot of them are fluff, I would imagine, but this is pretty touching.
So you actually wrote and recorded a song?
Yeah, we pressed the wax. Yeah, we laid down some 8 tracks.
Now, the song is who singing the song?
Horatio and I. It's a duo, which means two of us.
Okay.
We just kind of got together and sang it live on the special.
Wow, this is fantastic. Hey, I should tell everybody, we have Matt Walsh from The Daily Show, who's a correspondent.
That's
on
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, just so I don't get in trouble.
The Daily Show with Matt Walsh from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
He is a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Yeah, my roommate's Mo Rocca.
Mo Rocca, and you have an exciting special coming up this Thursday.
That's right, the 23rd at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, which I don't know what that would be, Pacific, probably 6:30 or
so. So that is, so if people who are normally going to watch The Daily Show at 11 p.m. will instead find your special there.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. Is it an hour or a half hour?
It's a half hour, which in TV, just so you know, is only 22 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't want people to be putting a clock to me and saying, hey, that wasn't 30 minutes.
Hey, I should say, you'd be willing to talk to callers, right? Is that?
Yeah, take any caller you want. And just so you know, I may actually keep Goes to Hawaii as sort of like a, if this thing takes off, I may like just keep the name Goes to Hawaii.
So your name would be Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii?
Yeah, like have Matt Walsh just be one name, and then Goes to Hawaii be the last name.
I like that. The phone number is 201-200-9368.
Oh, I just called that number.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's why it sounded familiar.
And the phones are lighting up.
Oh, really? This is great. Thank you again for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for coming. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. This is Horatio Sanz.
Oh, Horatio. Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
So how are you?
How are you?
From Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii, Horatio Sanz?
Yeah, I'm on Saturday Night Live. I really.
Right.
I don't feel real comfortable. You guys talking about me being on that special.
Oh well, he just asked me if there were any celebrity guests on the show, and I just mentioned that you sang a duo with me,
uh-huh.
A song that.
I mean, you were riding it pretty hard.
I was just saying, it's not like I'm not promoting that first. I'm promoting the special. I'm not trying to take advantage of your name. I'm not
just
trying.
It's a little weird after what happened that you're talking about it. I mean,
we could talk about this off air.
Well,
I kind of want to talk about it on air. I want people to know what happened.
Well, legally, you'd be better off probably talking about it off air.
I think you can talk about it on air, actually.
Well, I got a lot of, NBC has a lot of high-priced lawyers working down there.
Yeah, they do. They make a lot of bombs over there at General Electric.
All right. Well, it's good that they make bombs because then they can drop them on people before they drop them on us. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Okay. I don't want to get into your politics.
That's exactly.
Unless you're against, dropping bombs on our enemy.
If you had your way, they'd be dropping bombs on basic cable networks, knowing you.
You guys do enough bomb dropping yourselves down there at Comedy Central.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
That's a zinger.
I don't know what that means, actually.
He just zung you.
All I know is...
How so?
He just said
some lady calls me up and says, hey, Jon Stewart wants you on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I show up, and there's this cheesy Hawaiian set, and now somehow I'm contractually obligated to do a song for this guy. And
make two appearances.
A real half-assed production, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't half-assed. It last-minute plans, we couldn't go to Hawaii because there was a hurricane, so we ended up just having to put up a green screen and buying some,
So you're,
tarps.
You didn't actually go to Hawaii?
No, we didn't go to Hawaii.
We went up there in the Comedy Central studios. Matt's got his mom and dad there. They're taking pictures of me.
Well, my mom is a big fan of Saturday Night Live, and she thought, you were John Candy.
Hey, just send me a letter next time. I'll give you an autograph. I was really left with a bad taste in my mouth after doing the special.
You don't like the way the special went. So are you uncomfortable with Matt Walsh using your name to promote it? Is this?
I think it's being misrepresented. I don't know if you're in a bad mood, Horatio.
I'm in a bad mood because I turn on the radio and then I hear this.
I was having
macaroni and cheese and some chicken wings with some friends, and then all of a sudden that made me want to throw up my food when I heard.
Oh, that's a little coarse. I don't want to hear about. That's making when you say throw up, that makes me want to throw up.
Well,
I don't think you
got to
talk like that on the radio.
Macaroni and cheese and chicken wings.
Yeah, you're talking about throwing them up. I'm just picturing that image of that on the floor in my house, like my dog going to lick that up.
So
that makes me sick.
Earlier.
Oh.
So you, Matt, was this something kind of duplicitous on your end?
No, it wasn't, Tom. Again, this is, it's unfortunate because I've been a fan of Horatio's for about 6 months now, and I don't know what happened, but I thought we were fairly upfront. And again, the Hawaii special was supposed to be in Hawaii, and Horatio did leave with, a case of pineapple and, a pretty nice Hawaiian shirt, so it's not like we didn't take care of him.
Did you consider that compensation enough?
Well, he would have gotten his check if he did the two. He was legally obligated to do two promotional events for Comedy Central, and then he backed out of them because he was so upset. So now he's not going to get his check. And, it's basic cable money. It's not the same as...
Sure. I mean, in his defense, though, it's he does have a day job.
Yeah, what's duplicitous mean?
Tricky.
It's to play it
two-faced.
Two sides. It's to be misleading is what I think it really means, at the heart, the spirit of that word.
If it's something like taking it up to Keister, that's what happened to me.
All right. No, you didn't take it up to Keister. That's not what duplicitous means.
Because I go in there with the best intentions, and I end up, I get tricked. I get treated very rudely. Like I said before.
I sent you up with his family. I sent you pictures. Of you with my mom and dad. That's pretty nice. It's not like you walked away with nothing.
So you gave him pictures? You gave him pictures?
I gave him copies. My mom had doubles made at the Duane Reade.
Why?
So you get two. And it's either that or a roll of film.
Why would
I got the doubles made.
Why would he even want that, though?
I sensed that he was a little upset when he left, but he wouldn't want to talk about it. And he actually kicked one of our plexiglass Daily Show emblems that we used to shoot through in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And so I knew that was probably related to what had just happened, and in the song I could you can feel his anger.
Mm-hmm. So you sing a song on this special also?
Yeah, a duo. It's when two people sing together.
Well, luckily I show up and I'm like, "Where's John Stewart? I'm going to talk about the show, the season finale. You know, Will Ferrell's last show." He goes, "It's not the John Stewart show. It's the Matt Walsh."
So it's a Matt Walsh special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a little misleading.
That's a breakdown of communication, though, mm-hmm. Tom. I did not tell, you know, if someone said that you're going to be on the John Stewart show tonight, then they were a little misleading.
I'm pretty sure it was you that called. It was your
I may have left a message saying my publicist will be calling you after this, but I don't believe I would say so much as, yes, you'll be sitting next to John Stewart on the show tonight.
Hey, you know what? Next time you can keep those pictures.
What pic? Of my parents?
With your parents with those offensive T-shirts on.
My parents don't wear offensive T-shirts.
Well, if you can, within the confines of broadcasting, obviously.
Well,
you could
one
tell
of them said, I'm with Mexican, and there's a Mickey Mouse hand pointed right towards me.
My mom thought you were Mexican.
And then one says, let's give Osama what he deserves. That's a picture of Osama with the Empire State Building going up his butt. I don't need
that's actually that kind of patriotism. Thing. That's the kind of people we should be dropping bombs on. Osama
yeah,
bin Laden.
Any sense we're going to make those bombs?
What's that?
You're playing the snake by both ends.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Horatio Sanz on this one.
Well,
because
Comedy Central doesn't make bombs.
You're except for. I've seen a few
battle bots, maybe.
Battle bots is that's not a bomb though. It's
Let's Bowl. Are you talking about Let's Bowl?
Let's Bowl, I guess, would qualify as a bomb. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Let's Bowl?
I saw some of those.
I only watched the Game Show Network.
Oh.
So.
I'm not gonna go after Saturday Night Live because that's not the way I play. I mean. If you've seen Mango 15 times, it might have been okay the 14th time, if you know what I'm saying.
I think it's still an intriguing character. People still want to know where he's going, what he's doing, who's falling in love with him.
Well, then the monkey, that other character he played, the monkey who doesn't talk.
Okay, we got
12 million people a week telling us that we're doing a good job.
Yeah, I think, and also, I think this argument would be a little more valid if you had, if you were talking to Chris Kattan right now.
Fair enough. I have no problem with Chris Kattan. I have a problem with Horatio Sanz making our disagreement public and then turning it into a pissing match here.
Mm-hmm.
My intention was to, if John Stewart was supposed to be there in the studio that day and his car broke down, he lives in the village and he was driving up to the studio.
Oh, come on.
What?
That sounds very shaky.
What? Shaky how?
It's because it seems like you're making excuses now.
Why is that an excuse?
Because his car broke down?
Yeah, people's because he's a millionaire, his car can't break down? I'm not understanding this.
I think...
Well, there was no studio audience, and there was no John Stewart, so I'm, you know...
I mean, yeah, obviously you know when you're taping your own special versus when you're doing a everyday taping of The Daily Show.
Well, John was supposed to be there and do a quick interview with Horatio.
During your special?
In the green room, just to, you know, interview him and make him feel at home. And then we're going to go out into the studio.
So like an off-camera interview.
Yeah, just to kind of drive by, how you doing, thanks for helping Matt out.
I'm picking up on the fact that it sounds like you're on one page and Horatio is on the other page here.
Great promotion for Horatio, ultimately.
I'll just say, to everybody out there, listen, if you want to see someone who was betrayed, who was lied to, tricked, who got it up to Keister.
You don't need to say that. Just say duplicitous.
Like I said, if that means what that is, then fine. You're playing a snake by both ends.
You said that already, too.
And you got me on the TV doing something that I'm not very comfortable with. I just want everybody to know. If they want to see it, they're seeing the treacherous behavior by Matt Walsh.
So they can tune in on Thursday night, I guess.
Can I say one thing in defense?
Okay, what's that?
He's completely lying. That's all.
Well... Thank you for calling, Horatio Sanz.
You're welcome.
You're not welcome.
Hey, and by the way, you can see our repeats on Comedy Central twice, like four times a day.
Well, if that isn't biting the hand that feeds you.
But, you know, that's the last year, so take advantage and then don't stop watching that channel.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I'm gonna grab that shirt my mom was wearing and stand next to you next time I see you.
I hope I never have to run into you again, sir.
There you go. Well, thank you for calling, sir.
And you won't.
John?
You won't.
John Sharpling, it was a pleasure talking
to you.
Thank you for calling. He called you John. You have the best show on the radio.
Thank you.
He called you John.
He's more famous than
you. He is so detached from reality.
Listen, I'm going to go back to the chicken wings. Bye, fellas.
Thanks.
Forever.
Thank you.
Goodbye forever. That makes me really upset.
That he would call and say
It's just that he conjures up this image of throwing up, and then he tells me I lied to him. And I didn't lie to him, Tom. And then he disses my network, you know, a very solid network who's trying to do the best they can with the meager financing that Comedy Central shells out to them. You know, Viacom's making their money elsewhere and not taking care of the little folks down at The Daily Show, that's for sure.
I should say we have Matt Walsh, the correspondent from The Daily Show, with Jon Stewart on the line. He's talking about his exciting Comedy Central special, which will be on this Thursday at 11 p.m., right?
11 o'clock Eastern Time, which
Eastern
is
time.
6:30 on the West Coast, I think.
The phone number, 201-200-9368, and we have another call for Matt Walsh. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing okay.
Big fan of the Daily Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Can I have a question? What's the status of Steve Carell?
Steve Carell. Well, he's not in the special. He's not in the Hawaiian special. It's just Matt Walsh goes to Hawaii.
You're on the show.
I'm sorry. I thought you were calling because you're a fan of The Daily Show.
Right, but what's the status with Steve Carell? Is he going to be?
He's not in the special.
No, but on the show itself, on The Daily Show.
Oh, on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
I'm not Steve's management or agent team. I don't really know what his career plans are.
But I guess he was on the show with what's
I'd really rather talk about the Hawaiian special.
How about about Vance DeGeneres? What is his status? Is he coming back to the show at some point?
Vance DeGeneres left the show about a year ago, and
does he have plans to return?
I don't know, sir. I really don't know. This is something you might want to call Entertainment Weekly about, or
you work on the show, right?
Do you watch the show?
Steve Carell.
I'm a huge fan.
I'm Matt Walsh.
What about Brian Unger? Is he returning at some point?
Sir, when's the last time you watched the show? Brian Unger hasn't been on since Jon Stewart has taken over,
And you don't know, then?
I don't know about Brian Unger.
I can say
so. Brian Unger is in L.A., from what I understand.
He's in L.A.
Yeah. Steve Carell is on the show with... is watching Ellie.
Steve Carell's doing great, yeah.
Right, I know. I was wondering whether he was going to return to do spots on The Daily Show, like the Ad Nauseam.
Ad Nauseam is a bit he does with his wife, Nancy, a very funny segment. But again, I'm not involved in that.
They're married.
His wife, yeah, Nancy and him are married, and they have a child.
And Brian Unger is in L.A., you said?
I think Brian Unger's in L.A. Don't quote me on that.
Brian Unger is in L.A. I'm sorry, I'm telling my girlfriend.
What?
Brian Unger is in L.A.
Sir?
Yes.
You know, you should just go to the website and...
Steve Carell is on watching.
Go to the... Now. Sir? Sir?
He's on watching.
Sir?
Now. Where was Vance...
Sir?
What is Vance DeGeneres up to?
Sir, could you just go to the website? Do you have internet access?
Yes, yes.
You could answer all these questions yourself because there's a list of current correspondents on the website. And it gives
What's
you their bios
Steve
and...
What's Steve Carell like?
What's that?
What's Steve Carell like?
What's he like?
Yeah, like in the when he worked there.
He's pretty nice. He's pretty nice.
He's great.
He is great. Did you ever see any of the
Is Brian Unger like? Was he funny? Is funny in the office as he is in his spots.
Brian Unger isn't on the show. Did you hear me?
He doesn't. He's in L.A.
He's in Los Angeles. Yeah, he doesn't.
You didn't work with him then.
No, I didn't. I've been on the show.
You didn't work with Steve, or you did? You said
Steve Carell?
Yes.
Have I worked with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Of course I have. Uh-huh. We've done a couple,
What's he like? Is he nice? Is he like...
You just asked me that. Steve Carell's very nice. He's,
What about Vance?
He's a real Vance isn't on the show. I'm actually in Vance's...
Mary Birdsong, is she?
I'm sorry. Mary Birdsong did one piece on the show, and you remember her, but you don't remember me?
Caller, do you know who Matt Walsh is?
I haven't seen his spots, but he works on The Daily Show, right?
I'm a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Oh, I thought you worked on The Daily Show, like you...
You mean like a crew member?
Or a production person or something.
I don't know if I'm insulted by that. I'm sorry. I'm really insulted by that.
You're actually one of the big wheels on the show now.
I'm not a big wheel, Tom, but I'm certainly a wheel.
You're a big wheel.
Well, the big wheels are like Steve Carell, Brian Unger.
Brian Unger is not on the show.
Nancy Walls.
Nancy Walls.
Mary Birdsong.
Mary Birdsong is not a big wheel. She's done one piece,
and
she's in L.A. right now.
Who's a big wheel?
Who?
John.
So Nancy Walls is not a big wheel on the show?
She is.
I thought you just said she only did one piece.
No, Mary Birdsong only did one piece.
It was great. The ad nauseums are great. Steve Carell.
You're a big Steve Carell fan. You should go to IMDb and type in his name and see if you can get all the information.
Well, if there was some personal information you might have, that would be interesting to hear about.
Tom, I really kind of just wanted to talk about the Hawaii special.
Okay.
Sir, if you're doing nothing...
At some point, maybe you'll do something along the lines of a Steve Carell, like the ad nauseums.
What do you mean? Like do an exact replica of that segment?
Well, they gave him a special segment.
Right. It's called Ad Nauseam, and you're a big fan of it.
Right. It's about ads.
Right. He makes fun of the... I know the segment. I'm very well versed in the segment.
He critiques them, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He makes fun of them. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
It is a funny segment.
Well, just so you know, he doesn't write them himself. I'm not taking anything away from Steve.
The way he delivers it, it's funny.
Now, do you write your segments?
No, I don't have one. I mean, I would.
Matt Walsh.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 37.
Jesus, you sound like you're 60.
Really?
Pardon me. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't mean to be so blunt.
Now, are you going to watch the special, caller?
What is it?
I've described it.
It's called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii.
And Steve Carell be in it?
Steve Carell, this is like Alice in Wonderland here. No one is understanding one another.
I understand.
It's complete absurd. Am I wrong to be offended by this?
So there's no anecdotes that you have about Steve, stuff.
You know what? I do have an anecdote, actually. Steve Carell saw a tape of my special, and he said, "This is really great. You should make sure everyone watches it."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's an endorsement.
That's a good anecdote, right?
I have a call on the other line.
Would you do me a favor, sir?
I got to jump off.
Watch the show more often. Please.
He's gone.
Wow. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, please. Well, you know, he is a fan of the program, which I guess has to count for something.
Apparently not a regular fan.
Mm-hmm. So it is Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii. Now tell
this
us about...
This has been terrible, Tom. I'm sorry.
What has been terrible?
It couldn't have gone worse. Just this whole segment. I wanted to promote the special, and then Horatio brings up these legal troubles, and then this gentleman is asking me... Vance DeGeneres' address. I mean, can we screen these calls or something?
I have a screener.
Huh?
I have a screener.
Okay.
He said he had a Daily Show question, so we put him through.
Can we install a second tier question just to make sure?
Okay, well, we'll see. We do have a call now, though. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm a huge fan of the Upright Citizen Brigade.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think Ian Roberts is just one of the best talents in the whole world, and I think that's awesome.
Ian is very talented. He's a good friend, he's a tremendous talent.
I guess people should know the Upright Citizens Brigade is a troop. Would you call it a troop?
A sketch troupe, yeah.
A sketch troupe that you are a member of.
So is Ian going to be on that, the Daily Show?
No, Ian is not on the Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii special. I think... If you like Upright Citizens Brigade, you might find a lot of the similar sort of satirical, dark, weird bent present in my comedy. I mean, I did write a lot of the material.
Which one were you? The guy with the black hair?
Curly hair, that was Matt Besser.
Oh, he's awesome.
He is. He's actually
He's awesome.
He is
going to be on the Daily Show thing?
I'm going through history of the Upright Citizens. I can't believe this. Upright Citizens Brigade no longer really performs together. We're all doing different things.
It's a great group, though, man. I really like that that TV show.
Well, thank you. We hope our material stands the test of time, you know.
I think Ian Roberts is great. I think he's, you know, they should put him on The Daily Show.
Well, he would be great on The Daily Show, actually. Do you watch The Daily Show?
I would. If Ian was on that, I would definitely tune in, because I think he's really great.
Did you ever, do you remember a character named Trotter from the Upright Citizens Brigade?
No. I remember Ian and that guy, you know, the guy with the black hair.
Yeah.
And the girl was really funny, too.
Amy. She's on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, well, it's on Comedy Central, so you can maybe catch her in rerun on... I guess it's reruns. I didn't know.
With Horatio Sanz.
He's awesome!
I would watch it.
I really like that guy on Saturday Night Live. I like it when he does those characters.
I would watch it for Amy Poehler instead of Horatio. Horatio Sanz is he's very vindictive.
Oh, really? I think that's great. I think that's what makes him so funny. On that show, you know?
His vindictiveness?
Well, I think
I don't know how that plays out in the
sketch.
Of
his characters.
It kind of fuels his humor?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but...
Cutting edge. Well, he is... I can't take away his talents, no. But if you're a fan of the Upright Citizens Brigade, again, I just want to take this time to plug. Thursday night at 11, there's a show called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii, and it's a Hawaiian special, and I think you might find it, you know...
How is that affiliated with the... is Ian going to be on that, or?
I believe I've answered this question. Ian Roberts will not be on it. Amy Poehler will not be on it. Matt Besser will not be on it. Horatio Sanz will actually be in it.
Will not be on it.
He will.
He will?
He will. He is in the special.
Will he be doing a character?
Unless his lawyers finagle some way to get it forcibly edited out of the special, knock on wood, it will be slated for Thursday night.
Which I would say the way he sounded on that phone call, there's probably a good chance he will not be in the finished product.
Is there any way that, like, that Horatio and Ian Roberts could do, like, a bit together or anything like that? Because I would love to see that. Like,
well, sir, that...
That would be, like, powerhouse, man. That would
powerhouse.
Totally...
Well, rock. Sir, I appreciate your...
I mean, I'm
respect
not, you know, I don't do any of that type of stuff or any of the writing, but I think that's like,
powerhouse.
That's a winner.
You saw
right there.
Powerhouse. The special's been taped. I'm getting a little upset here. Sorry. The special has been taped.
Oh, it's too bad.
And it will air as is. And we can't really add Ian Roberts to it, although I would love to work with Ian again.
But it's just like an editing thing, though, right?
Pretty much, I would say, yeah.
Are you suggesting we just edit in Ian Roberts into the special?
Like I say, man, I'm just a fan. I'm not a professional. I don't know, but I mean, it just seems like if it's editing, you got time.
I mean, if you had to pull Horatio out, maybe you put Ian in. I mean, that's an option, right?
Tom, why not have them do something together?
I feel like this has turned into sports radio where we fantasize the top five basketball team and we're just dreaming of our own special. The reality is this special is something.
I mean, I don't think that's technologically out of, reach
of course
as something
it's possible.
To be
is there
Tom,
a chance that Tom that you would get a special?
What?
That I would?
Yeah, man, because if you do, get Ian Roberts and Horatio, those two guys together would be awesome.
Tom, can we talk about this in another segment? I mean, a fantasy special, it seems like that's what we've kind of fallen into. I mean, it'd be great to have Jim Carrey and Steve Martin in it and
I would rather
Ben
see
Stiller.
Like, you know, Steve Martin than like Ian Roberts probably.
You'd rather see Ian Roberts instead of Steve Martin?
Because one's like salty and the other one's sweet.
So you'd like to see Steve Martin and Ian Roberts?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, him with anybody is great, but that would be better.
You know what would actually be funny, though, when you think about it, would be Steve Martin and Matt Besser.
That also, because that's like still, that's like, you know,
it's like
saltier.
Opposite
coin. Tom, why are we're conjuring up
it's opposite sides of the same coin. Yeah?
We're dreaming up like comedy duos. Again, I feel like we're off task here.
I kind of thought we were talking about your special.
Well, we're really not. We're coming up.
There should definitely be more comedy duo specials.
Well,
I definitely
of course,
think that
I
would
agree
be awesome.
With you. Sonny and Cher, Mother's
I
Brothers.
Mean, you know, I think go for it.
So this special
Robert
is though.
And Martin.
This special is just Matt Walsh though.
It's a solo.
Pretty much, and Horatio Sanz, and actually John Stewart makes an appearance in it.
He's okay.
All right, so we can look forward.
He's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. He's no, like Ian Roberts.
Well,
no
Ian Roberts is much, like, he's about three times taller than him.
Well, I'm not sure what we're talking about. Are we talking about a competitive sporting match, or what are we talking about, comedy-wise?
Yeah, man. He's, like, that much, he's, like, three times, you know, bigger and funnier. You know
bigger
I mean?
And funnier. Well, he might be bigger, but Jon Stewart holds his own. So I mean, he's at the top of his game, and he gets a lot of.
No, I'm not saying he hasn't reached his potential. He probably has. I'm just saying that, like, you know.
And the like,
How old are you, sir?
How old am I?
Yeah.
22.
You have a lot to learn about comedy.
Well, no, I'm not looking at, you know, like I say, man, I'm not a professional. I'm just a fan. I just watch. You know, I think that's.
I don't think you should kind of get down on a fan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're trying to get people to, you know, watch your show. It's got nobody really, you know, big in it, and it's like you want to crap all over the fans.
I'm not taking offense by his critique of.
Hey, buddy, don't try and run for, you know, president or anything, because you don't know what you're doing.
I'm not trying to run for president, but I do believe that Jon Stewart is as funny as Ian Roberts. I have to take exception to that, and that's why I say you have a lot to learn about comedy, because I've been.
People can't have opinions. Oh, is that supposed to what's supposed to happen if we watch your, you know, little show or whatever it is, that we're not allowed to even have an opinion?
Yeah,
about
I feel like I need a lifeguard here. I feel
okay,
like
all right, okay.
A ringmaster.
Well,
here.
I would
like,
have to
you,
say
who are you, the Taliban?
What's that?
You the Taliban or something?
Am I the Taliban? No, I'm not trying to censor you. I just
that's
I think
what it sounds like, Tom.
I would have to say that you are entitled to your opinion. Absolutely.
Thank you,
yes.
Tom.
Are
that's
you
why
the,
I think
Tom,
you're cool.
Don't make me feel. Against free speech here.
He is entitled to his opinion.
Well, you're painting me like I'm not against free speech.
You just said that I'm not allowed to have that opinion.
I mean,
there's something wrong with
you. I would have
something.
To say, look,
you have a minority opinion that really can't be substantiated by anyone who knows
comedy.
What's
wrong with minorities?
What's that?
What's wrong with minorities?
Nothing.
It's like, oh, you got to be white to watch a show? Man, you're not.
That is weird.
You're not going to have any people left to watch a show.
Let's let Matt speak. Is there some sort of quota or prohibition from certain people watching your show?
Not at all. I embrace everyone. I don't care what people are.
Why are you saying you have a problem with minorities?
I don't. I say your opinion is of the minority, and I feel it's a little ill-informed to say that Jon Stewart is not as funny as Ian Roberts. That's all about.
If I can just say, I think I understand what Matt is trying to say, caller. You're saying he has no problem with minorities, but he has problems with the opinions of minorities.
No. No.
Man,
I never said that.
That is really screwed up.
Never said that.
Well, I'm trying to. You wanted a lifeguard here. I was trying to help.
Well, help me out here. I'm saying.
Man.
What's
your name, sir? 22-year-old man. What's your name?
What, Steve? What are you going to do? Get your thought police to come and, you know, arrest me or something?
No, I'm not going to get the Taliban or the
thought
police.
Why don't you get your friends in the KKK to come around and beat me up?
I don't have any friends in the KKK.
Well, that's not the way it sounds like the way you talk.
Well, you're not listening then, Steve, okay?
Yeah.
I came on the show to promote a Hawaiian special.
Well, why don't you tell us the name of the special?
I wonder if the Hawaiians knew you had a problem with minorities when
I
you
don't
got
have
there.
A problem with Hawaiians. I love they're great football players. How about that?
Yeah, they're not the majority. You know that though, right?
They're not the majority.
Okay.
Matt Walsh goes to Hawaii, 11:00, Thursday night, May 23rd.
Now, Steve, will you give it a chance?
If Ian Roberts is on the show, I will definitely tune in.
Roberts will not be on the show.
So you wouldn't give it a chance then?
What about that Matt Besser guy?
Matt Besser's not going to be on it either.
What about the girl from the show?
You don't even know their names. Amy Poehler is not going to be on the special.
Well, my favorite is Ian, all right? So I didn't, you know, bother, you know, what am I? I'm not TV guide.
Well, there's only four of them. It just seems like an easy fact to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you're a fan of the show.
Four
you
of
know,
them.
The guy... I think, caller, you should give it a chance. This guy's special. Matt
well,
Walsh.
Maybe. I mean, I just hope, you know, we'll see. I don't necessarily like the sports stuff that's, like, so close-minded, but whatever.
But not close-minded.
Thank you, Tom. You're cool.
Well, thank you. All right.
Good luck to you, Steve. I bear no ill feelings towards you.
He's gone. So the special, I should say,
I have like a knot in my stomach, Tom.
Well,
I feel very like.
I think this is going pretty well.
No, it's not. It's going terribly.
People are learning all about your special.
They're not. They're accusing me of being racist and against free speech. And people don't want to hear about me. They want to talk about
you know, Ian Roberts and Horatio Sanz and Matt Besser. And
so I guess, but Horatio Sanz was good enough to be in the special, right?
Horatio is very talented, and so is Ian and Matt.
So people, people should watch Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii this Thursday night at 11 p.m. on Comedy Central.
Oh, I can't do these things anymore. They're really difficult.
WFMU, you're on the air with Matt Walsh.
I prefer not to.
Hello?
I don't know if callers are going to work out anymore. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I called earlier, and you told me you referred me to IMDb concerning Steve Carell.
Yes, I did. Can we get two or three screening questions?
I can't
questions?
Seem to find Steve on IMDb, is it, .com. I have a Charles Carell, Matthew Carell, Richard Carell.
Tom.
Tommy Condon Carell, all actors. But no Steve. Am I spelling it wrong? C-O-R-R-E-L-L.
You're spelling it wrong.
Is that how it's spelled?
It's spelled C-A-R-R-E-L. Thank you,
C-A-R.
C-A-R-R-E-L. Thank you, caller.
Now, as a fan of The Daily Show, caller...
Oh, hold on. Let me just check on that.
Can you check on your own time, Tom?
Yeah.
C-A-R-R-E-L-L.
I really just wanted to...
Is that the right spelling?
C-A-R-R-E-L. L.
Just one L.
Just one L. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just one L.
Steve Carell.
You're pronouncing it over. What's that?
I never watched the credits in the end, so it wasn't...
You know, they put lower third credits when people appear every time on that show. It's not in the ending credits only. You really need to watch the show closer.
Steven Carell.
Steve Carell. He goes by Steve Carell.
It's on as Stephen Carell.
Okay, well, on the show...
He was born in 1963 in Concord.
I don't want to hear his resume.
Wow.
Tom?
He was in Watching Ellie, like you said. He was with The Daily Show. He was in a movie called Suits.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
Suits from 1999.
I didn't see that. I don't know what that is.
Do you know anything about that, Tom?
You know, I'm not an expert on Steve Carell's career.
He was in Tomorrow Night. Tomorrow Night, in 1998, Mailroom Guy.
Sir?
I
didn't see that either.
You might be better served going...
He was in Curly Sue in 91. His character name was Tessio. And he was a guest on the Dana Carvey Show, which I didn't see either.
That was actually a funny show.
He
did a guest appearance.
They got in trouble for having
Shoot Me playing Mr. Weiland.
What's that?
Mr. Weiland or Weiland in the episode Funny Girl.
Sir?
Mm.
Do you like
he's done quite a bit.
Do you like Hawaii?
I like Hawaii.
I mean, do you like the idea of going on vacation in Hawaii?
I would like to go, although I don't love the sun.
Okay, well, wouldn't it be neat to see comedy set in an exotic tropical locale like Hawaii?
I wonder if you can get those Just Shoot Me's on video or DVD or something so I could see that guest appearance he did.
I wonder, I don't think they have put any Just Shoot Me's on on DVD. I know that it runs in reruns,
and
though.
Tomorrow Night, I don't know what that is, but he's Mailroom Guy without glasses. Sounds like a funny...
I saw that. That's a Louis C.K. movie.
Now, do you have a...
Who is he?
Alter. Louis C.K. actually kind of looks like me a little bit. He is a comedian who used to write on Conan O'Brien.
And he works with Steve.
I find myself giving other people's resumes.
Works with Steve Carell a lot?
No, he directed a movie that he asked Steve to do a part in.
Tomorrow Night?
He appeared with, I believe, Robert Smigel in a mailroom.
There's a trivia section under Steve. He's married to Nancy Wells, which I knew, who was also on The Daily Show, Tom.
Yeah.
This is old.
And they were
both
performers with Second City in Chicago, which I did not know. And their daughter's name is Elizabeth.
Tom, I don't want to be rude, but I'm really getting...
Born
I feel like I don't
year.
Need to be on the phone anymore.
No, please. We're promoting the special.
We're not promoting the special,
Matt
Tom.
Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii this Thursday night on Comedy Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But we're not promoting the special. You're letting this man co-opt the evening by reading people's resumes off the internet. It's not
relevant to
your viewers.
Well, I mean, you referred me to it. I just wanted to bring it up that he is available on imdb.com, and his name is spelled C-A-R-R-E-L.
Now, caller, will you be watching the
The Matt Walsh special?
Well, that's a transition.
When is that?
This?
It's Thursday night at 11 o'clock on Comedy Central.
Do either one of you know whether Watching Ellie has been picked up for a second season?
It has been picked up for a second
season. It has.
It's getting episodes aired over the summer, and it's not definitively picked up.
I think it was definitively
picked up. Was it? Okay, there you go.
Wow, so that means that you had... I assume Steve will be on that next season as well, which probably means he will not be coming back to The Daily Show. Is that correct?
You may have answered your own question, sir. I really don't
know. Is that going to discourage you from watching The Daily Show?
I'm getting a call on my other line. But if for anyone who is interested, go to IMDb and you can get all the information on Steve Carell.
You found a nice little resource for yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, and I guess I'll...
All your whims.
Daily Show website. What is that?
Can I ask you, next time you have a question about someone, instead of calling in, you could just go there.
Well, I'm glad that you gave me the link to the website.
I hooked you up. I'm glad I could be of a service.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Will you watch the special, caller?
He just hung up.
You know who will be watching the special, though? I will.
Well,
Matt Walsh goes to Hawaii this Thursday night.
I don't think anyone we've talked to tonight besides you will be watching the special.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be watching. I know Dave, call screener. Dave, yes, he's saying yes, he will watch it.
Well, that's two people, I guess. Thank you. That's something.
And you will be watching.
I don't know that I don't want to watch it anymore. It's been really, this publicity tour has been just one debacle after another. I don't think I can stomach.
Like what kind of other promotion have you done for your special, Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii?
I was at Manhattan Mall at the Cookie Factory, and I did an internet radio show this morning. Mm-hmm. Which is out of Wichita, and then I did I was very busy. I did three internet radio shows. I did one out of Wichita, and one out of Kansas City, and then one out of St. Paul. Well, actually, just outside of St. Paul. But.
So the Midwest, you should probably see kind of a spike in the Midwest on this ratings wise. I would.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm trying to hit the East Coast, Eastern Seaboard media outlets like your show, and I'm trying to. We sent a letter to Charlie Rose. He didn't really respond.
Now, Dave is saying there's another call, and this is...
Can we make sure it's not Steve or the gentleman we just talked to or Horatio? Can we just... I just don't have the energy.
He's saying it's a person with a question about The Daily Show.
Okay.
Okay. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, man. You know, I was just listening to the rest of, the interview thing, and I just wanted
Steve.
To say I'm definitely going to watch your show if Louis C.K. is going to be on it.
Louis C.K. will not...
He's awesome.
He will not be on the show.
But he wrote it.
He wrote the show?
No, he did not. Tom, Louis C.K. did not write the show.
I thought that's what you said.
No, I never said that. You're starting these...
Because I'll tell you, he's a writer. He's excellent, and I think that shows a lot of good taste.
Matt, I'm sorry. I thought you said Louis C.K.
No, Louis C.K., sir, Steve, Louis C.K. did not write this episode. He does not work for The Daily Show.
Which episode did he write?
He didn't write any episodes. He doesn't work for The Daily Show.
No, I know he doesn't work for The Daily Show. Why were you talking about him? I was just listening to the thing, and you were talking about how Louis C.K.
There was a reference to a film that he directed.
He's going to do a film?
What's that?
He's going to do a film?
He made a film.
For the show.
I'm just going to say this to every caller. Go to IMDb, type in Louis C.K.
No, I know about Louis C.K., man. That's what I'm saying. If he's going to be on, I want to see one of his films on there.
Sir?
Yes.
Louis C.K. will not, repeat not, be on the Hawaiian special on Thursday night. It's called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii, and the only cameos in it are Horatio Sands and Jon Stewart.
When is Louis C.K. going to have his special?
I have to say I'm confused now.
What are you confused by?
I don't even know how they give a guy like that a TV show if he doesn't even know. Why do you keep telling people what different stuff is on there?
I didn't don't.
Because I honestly am confused now.
I'm not trying to confuse anyone.
Weren't you just talking about how Louis C.K. was going to be on the show?
I thought you said, now let's just get it straight once and for all, okay?
Yes.
I thought you said the special Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii is on Thursday night, 11 p.m., Comedy Central.
Correct.
Starring Matt Walsh.
Yes.
Horatio Sands.
Yes.
Written by Louis C.K.
No, I never said that. And I will go through your archives tomorrow,
wow,
and I
man,
will present
it's weird.
That.
It's just not, you shouldn't publicize stuff like that.
You know, Steve, this is the same person who said I was racist earlier. This is someone who...
You're the one who said you didn't like minorities.
I never said that.
And now you're going around saying that Louis C.K. wrote the show.
I never said that.
And he didn't write the show.
He did not write the show. That's correct.
But he's
in it. Well, that's only because I caught you in that lie.
So he's
it's so weird.
He's in the show, but he didn't write his parts?
Who said he's in the show?
You should let him write his own parts.
Hold on,
Tom.
Steve.
He should definitely write his own parts because he's very funny.
Who said he's in the show?
I thought you did.
I never said that, Tom.
I don't even understand. Then why were you talking about Louis C.K.? Why can't you just go on what you do and not have to bring up other people who are not even in any way doing that stuff, man? It's weird.
I can't.
It's really weird. It's like, why don't you just start talking about, you know, I mean, you keep bringing up Steve Martin and Jim Carrey's going to be on it.
You guys were dreaming about a perfect comedy duo.
Louis C.K.
I don't want to go down this road again.
You two started encouraging
each other with your fantasy comedy groups, your duos, and what would be a great show.
You gotta be careful, man, because this is gonna hurt your credibility too.
All I said, and please,
you think this could reflect badly on me,
Steve?
I'm just saying,
Steve,
if you get a guy on there who's using your
patience.
Show as a platform to, you know, basically lie,
Steve,
and badmouth minorities,
Steve.
Yeah,
Steve. I want to make it simple here, just so you and I understand each other. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't need to be.
Can I just ask questions? Matt, okay, this is for Matt to answer.
Anytime. Did you have a question?
Yes, I'm going to ask. The special is, you are in the special, yes or no?
Of course, yes.
Horatio Sands is in the special, yes or no?
Yes.
Louis C.K. wrote or appears in it, yes or no?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
That's
no.
Really, that's a crying shame.
It's a crying shame. You know, Louis C.K. has many projects that operate completely successfully out of my sphere. He doesn't need to be in my special.
You know who probably hates the projects? Matt Walsh.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a big chip on your shoulder, Louis, and that's a big mistake, man.
I don't have a chip with Louis.
Well, whatever. I got to go, man, because I got some other TV stuff to watch.
Steve?
What are you watching, Steve?
He's gone. So the special is Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii. It's this Thursday.
I can't do any more of that. How much time do we have left?
An hour.
No, I can't.
We'll wind things up now. We'll wind it up now. Okay, how's that?
I appreciate it, Tom.
Give your pitch for this show and the whens and the wheres and everything.
It's Comedy Central.
It's Comedy Central.
It shouldn't be this hard.
It's Comedy Central.
It shouldn't be this hard. It's Comedy Central, and it's a special that I don't even like talking about anymore. It's on 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii, and it's a collection of my greatest hits over the last 10 months of The Daily Show. Mm-hmm.
Now, like, what would be, to you, one of the highlights of your... the special?
Well, ironically, the song with Horatio Sands.
Okay, that's a highlight.
I'm not using that to bait his celebrity. You know,
okay.
A celebrity.
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Tom.
I called
Tom.
Earlier, and I'm on the IMDb website again with Louis C.K. And
I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
Connections. The earlier caller was correct. The connection between Louis C.K. and Steve Carell runs a little deeper than I had first imagined. Louis C.K. directed the movie Tomorrow Night, which Steve Carell was
in. I'm falling way in the background here.
And then he was also a writer, Louis C.K., on the Dana Carvey Show, a.k.a. Mug Lucier, Dana Carvey Show. A.K.A. Taco Bell, Dana Carvey Show. I guess those were the two sponsors, Tom.
I think the whole thing with that show, and I think Matt can probably substantiate this.
So Carell was on it as an actor when Louis C.K. was a writer.
That's 6 degrees of separation, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying they obviously worked together on the Dana Carvey show in
96,
and then Louis made a movie in 98 in which Steve Carell played a part in. As the mailroom guy.
So what, sir? No one cares about your observation.
Well,
I've got to come.
I've got to come to this guy's defense. I kind of
why?
Because the guy's a fan of The Daily Show.
That's fine, but no one cares about his ridiculous observations about
like
how someone's resume crosses somebody else's on the internet.
DK, who apparently
that's not what we're talking about.
Also directed the movie Pootie Tang.
It's an irrelevant point.
Did you see that?
I saw Pootie Tang. Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny.
And he wrote the screenplay to Down to Earth.
Chris Rock. I would say probably.
Tom,
so
you have to choose at some point.
Your best bet, caller.
Him or me.
And he was a producer of Pootie Tang.
If you want more of Louis C.K., your best bet is probably to tune into Comedy Central this Thursday. Matt Walsh goes to
Hawaii. Are you kidding me? Are you pulling my leg
on
now?
Comedy Central.
Are you pulling my leg?
Louis C.K. have something to do with another?
I believe
is this a prank?
You said he co-wrote it, right?
Are you aping me? Are you pranking me, Tom?
No, I'm trying to just get the facts straight.
I can't believe
I wonder if Louis C.K. has
Louis
anything
C.K.
to do
is
with
not
Scott
on the show.
Kelly.
I'm not doing FM. I'm not going to do your show anymore, Tom, because it's been
Walsh?
A circus. It's been a complete circus.
Wait, hold on. Your caller?
Mr. Walsh, are you there?
What?
Does Steve Carell or Louis C.K. have anything to do with the series Watching Ellie?
What?
Watching Ellie.
What about Watching Ellie?
Does Louis C.K. have anything to do with that show?
No,
I
don't think so. I don't think so. Ask me another show. Let's go through every show on television and keep the lines open all night.
Look, I've been just giving the phone number out, Matt. It's 201-200-9368.
It's a hapless discussion. There's no central point. Everyone's just talking over one another.
These are your fans.
He's not a fan of mine. He's a fan of Steve Carell.
I am definitely a fan of Steve Carell. I would be open to be a fan of yours if I knew your work. Did you work with Louis C.K.?
I can't take this.
But have you ever worked?
I
think it's a valid question. Have you ever worked with Louis C.K.?
I mean, if Louis C.K. is someone who's worked frequently with Steve Carell, he must be doing good stuff.
No, that's not
Steve
necessarily true. That's not necessarily true.
Well, I'm just saying they've worked together. I remember the Dana Carvey show. That was funny.
I have shared a stage with Louis C.K., yes.
You have?
Yes.
So there is a connection there.
I don't want to feed into your obsession with Louis C.K.
And what was your name again?
Matt Walsh.
I'll look you up on IMDb.
No need, sir. No need to look me up on IMDb. This is not like...
Well, if you hold on a second, I can
do it
right now.
I don't need to know anything about myself on IMDb. Everything I know about me...
Matt Walsh with two T's. Matt, M-A-T-T, Walsh.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Well, get him. It's loading in.
Really? Do you want to ask him what kind of computer he has, Tom, since we're in his house and the show is centered around his playtime on the internet?
It's a Sony.
It's,
being sarcastic.
Oh.
Tom, what's happening here?
I guess we were waiting for this thing to load up.
Yeah, sorry, guys. It's moving a little slowly.
Is there a phrase in radio, keep the ball moving?
Well,
I have a new
cable modem, and it's acting up.
I kind of think we're doing that, right? We're keeping... I mean, this guy's going to talk about your film career. I think that's pretty good.
I'm definitely having a modem problem here.
He doesn't need to be the voice of my film career.
Tell us about your film.
Source.
Let me just say...
If you guys hold on, I'll reload, and I can get this up.
Well, hold on. You were listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org.
Double click Explorer. Yeah, see, it's freezing up on me. I might have to control alt delete.
Don't talk through every command. Just do it.
Well, why don't you tell us about your movie career, Matt?
It's very short. I was in a movie called Talent in 1998.
I was in Road Trip for like 30 seconds, and I just made a movie with Ian Roberts and his wife.
Yeah, this is moving really slowly. Guys, I don't know if you want to hold for me or continue on.
It's your call.
It's my call.
How about my call?
I'm getting a page cannot be displayed. Okay.
Well, that's a real shame.
Does any
why don't you just
either
ask
one
me?
Of you know anything about?
Just ask me.
Well, I'm trying to get on.
You don't need it, sir.
I just
sir
got on
sir.
Roadrunner, which
you
is
have
a modem service.
That's the horse right here.
That's through New York.
Yeah.
That's like roadrunner.ny.com.
Right, right.
I see that.
Getting a page cannot be displayed.
I don't need the press.
Well, let's know about.
I don't need the publicity.
Well, tell us about the film career then, Matt. Please.
It's not really a film career. It's
pressing refresh, and it's not.
A film called Martin and Orloff,
mm-hmm.
which will be premiering in New York on June 14th.
Is that the one with Steve Carell as the mailman without glasses or something like that?
Who said that? I never said that.
When you were reading off film.
This is my career now, not Louis C.K.'s.
Well, no, we're talking about Steve Carell.
Oh, wait. I'm still trying to load in here. And I can't seem to get my Roadrunner service going. But what were you asking me?
I was asking, you mentioned a movie before that had Steve Carell as a guy.
Yeah, Steve Carell was in a movie in 98 called Tomorrow Night,
which I would love to get information about,
which I'll go on the web once I can get it going.
Is that the movie with Ian Roberts?
Sorry?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Matt. I'm interviewing Matt Walsh.
You're not interviewing me.
I'm going to try and go through America Online and see if I can
get off the internet
that way.
Okay, caller, please, if you could just quiet down for a second.
Okay,
You haven't stopped talking, sir.
Now, is the movie that you're in, you were just mentioning a movie,
Martin Orloff, and it features the Upright Citizens Brigade, and it also has one of the big, better gay actors in John Benjamin. And it also has Andy Richter and Janine Garofalo and Tina Fey making. They all make cameos.
Uh huh.
But a really solid performance by him and Rupert Everett probably be the best gay actors. John Benjamin.
This is really moving like molasses. I'm trying to go through America Online. I'm sorry.
I thought you weren't talking.
I'm talking. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Please
talk out loud when I'm talking to myself. So it is.
Any action with that yet?
It's at 25%. It's slowly building up here. It's getting the document.
You have a cable modem?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. See, my connection was lost. I'm really having problems.
What's the point?
I guess I could call back and once I get this up.
No need.
You were going online to get what, caller?
I was going under
Matt Walsh.
Guest's name on imbd.com, see if he had any connection with Louis C.K., but I guess he could answer that.
Right. So why don't we just do that? Why don't we have an actual interview on the radio with the person who is the guest?
All right.
Well, then can I
hang
up and see if I can get my computer going?
We are joined by Matt Walsh.
You don't want to ask me anything.
We are joined by Matt Walsh, who is a correspondent on The Daily Show. And the special is called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii, and it's on this Thursday from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Comedy Central. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
I got it.
We really need to wrap this up.
Okay, well, please, he finally got it. Let's give him his moment of...
I'm on... I am.
Moment?
I'm
He's just... been on the radio for 30 minutes.
Yeah, he does. It is a moment for... I mean, he doesn't have a half-hour special to...
Come on. I'm not...
Okay.
I'm not pulling rank on him. I'm
negotiating my way through
the
this. I lost it. I lost the connection again.
This is real
cannot
drama.
Be happening here.
This is a real disservice
my
to your
new
listeners.
Now, caller, can I just ask you one question? You will be watching this special that Matt Walsh has.
I'm trying to get on IMDb, and
he's not answering the question.
If it seems that
he refuses,
I don't know what I can do.
Converse with us, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see if I have a fast connection here.
caller.
Hold on one second.
Oh, you do?
IMDB, right, .com?
Yeah, I'm back on it through my Roadrunner. I tried to cut through AOL, which seemed to be presenting major problems. Now I'm going
and we're
via,
searching. We're
via
searching
direct through the modem.
We're searching Matt Walsh, right? You, that's what you were interested in?
That's what,
I feel
yeah.
Like I'm on campus.
Okay, so we have Matt Walsh, film.
I got the, all the information on
okay,
Steve
well,
and
well, here's Matt,
CK.
I can read you Matt Walsh's filmography.
You have that up already?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, a Soap Girl in 2002 as a sound designer and sound re-recording
mixer.
That's
not mixer. Me.
The Vampire Clan,
that's
which was a TV
Tom.
Special. Yeah?
Tom, that's not me.
It says Matt Walsh, though.
There's another Matt Walsh thing. Go to Matthew Paul Walsh.
Matthew Paul Walsh. I'll try that, Tom.
Matthew Paul Walsh.
Matthew Paul Walsh.
Okay. I don't think this is you. There's a movie, Ace of Cactus Range from 1924. That's not you.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be.
Somebody took me off the IMDb.
That's H. Paul Walsh. Walsh, I'm sorry.
Try Matt Walsh or Matthew Paul Walsh.
I'm off again. I've got.
So if I try Matt Walsh, okay. Okay, again, here it is. Soap Girl, it's the same guy again. Cruel Masters, were you a sound re-recording mixer on Cruel Masters?
No.
How about a Mystery of the Black Rose Castle?
I'm telling you, that's not me.
Horror 101, sound re-recording mixer? No, that's not you?
This is all the same guy?
Yes.
Not me.
Let's try it one more time.
What are you typing in?
Matt Walsh.
Type in Matthew Paul Walsh.
Nothing. It came up that movie from 1924. Here we go. Matt Walsh, Old School.
There you go.
Martin and Orloff.
That's me, yes.
The Daily Show, which we've been talking about, your exciting special. So you joined The Daily Show in 1996.
No.
It says here.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's just the year the show started.
Okay, you were a crime scene photographer on Road Trip.
That's right.
Right? You were in a movie called Fatty Drives the Bus?
That's right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, still looking here. I'm sorry, I was off the line.
And you were in...
Still searching for the Matt Walsh.
So you were also, let's see, we also have Talent.
Yeah.
The Upright Citizens Brigade.
That's correct. This is me, yeah. Well, I don't know what this... What are we... Tom?
Yeah.
What road are we going down here? What
well,
we?
There's,
I feel like I'm...
We're just reading your resume.
Okay, just ask me questions. I don't know that this is...
okay,
I
well, let's just... We'll wrap it up then.
Thank you.
You were on...
I'm just in...
You were in Escape from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
What was that like?
We did a... We re-edited It's a Wonderful Life and made a parody of it.
Uh-huh.
And we dubbed the voice.
For a reply, waiting for a reply. You hate when you get that one.
You know who would love the fact who's in Escape from It's a Wonderful Life?
Who?
That last guy who called because Ian Roberts is in it.
Ian is also in the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Mm-hmm. So he'd like that also. But that's beside the point.
Well, I'm having major computer problems.
I don't see.
Here.
It's strange. I do not see Tomorrow Night on your resume here, though.
That was a Louis C.K. film, right? I remember
right.
that from.
But I believe Matt said he was in it as a
no, I never
postal worker with.
No, that was Steve Carell.
That's Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Okay,
was
that's
in,
my that's my
I'm
mistake.
Not getting then. Anything up.
That's
on
my
that
mistake.
You two are made yeah. for each other. You're poor listeners, both of you.
I'm hosting a talk show here.
But I feel like no one's listening to me.
I've been listening to you for about an hour and 15 minutes.
You haven't been. You keep saying that I'm. In Louis C.K.'s movie and that he wrote my special. I never said that.
I asked you if he was in it, like an interviewer asks a subject something.
I don't want to get hurt with you.
So
and then
ones.
You, is this how you're going to, is this how you're going to treat Conan O'Brien?
I don't want it. No.
What is the situation with Conan O'Brien?
Because Conan O'Brien will listen to me.
I mean, you better realize when you go on a show like that, you get 3 questions and you're out.
I understand that.
So I hope you're not. I hope you're just not going to start arguing with him right off the bat. When
I apologize for losing. I can't believe you must understand my lack of patience.
Tom.
Yes.
I'm going to have to shut down. I'm just trying to.
Who cares?
Altogether here.
Just do it, sir.
And then I'll, I guess
just
I'll call back when, once I get this thing.
Don't ignore me.
I'm not ignoring you.
Once I get this up and running,
the old guy.
I'm not ignoring you.
Not you, Tom, the old guy.
Who's the old,
you.
You said my voice sounds old.
Yes.
Yeah. But I guess relatively I am in a way.
You're a real pill, I gotta say.
Well, how old are you, Matt?
How old am I? 37.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Okay.
So I guess if he called you the old guy, how would you like it?
I'm sorry, Tom. This is not me in my best light.
Alright, well I'm
gonna
hang up and just see if I can get this thing going. And
just apologize to the guy and then we'll call it a day.
Alright, and
sir.
Yes.
Thank you for responding to me. Will you watch the Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii special?
When is that on?
Are you kidding?
Is it on the Daily Show?
It's on in place of the Daily Show.
Oh, it's on in place of the Daily Show.
Yeah.
This Thursday night.
Oh,
no,
well,
no, not tomorrow, Thursday.
I'll look into it.
Thank you.
That's
exciting.
Have a good
night, sir.
There's another.
God bless
he's
you.
Gone. He's gone.
Okay.
Well, Matt.
I apologize. Can we edit that out where I lost my cool?
This is all live.
Oh.
So.
Well, when it goes to archives, can we cut it out?
I'll see about that. Matt, this has been a complete pleasure having you on the show to promote Matt Walsh.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, Tom.
I'm trying to name your special.
What's that?
I'm trying to say the name of your special.
Go ahead and say the name.
It's called Matt Walsh Goes to Hawaii this Thursday at 11 p.m. on Comedy Central between 11 and 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, do you know, are you up against a Lakers game?
You know what? We might be. They played last night.
I think you might avoid the Lakers.
Oh, good. That's good. And we're just out of sweeps week, so knock on wood, we'll get some folks watching.
So this is not in sweeps week?
No, sweeps week ends tomorrow night, I believe.
Okay.
Sweeps month or whatever.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Matt
Thank
Walsh.
You, Tom. I'd love to do the show again if you...
I hope to have you on soon.
Great.
Thanks. We are fans.
Thank
you.
All
right. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Matt Walsh, thanks for calling up. Matt Walsh. I think I'm going to take a little musical breather here for a second. Tommy needs to get a record ready. We will return to the Open Phone Tuesday segment of the program following a couple records, the first of which is Brant Bjork and the Operators, coming to you now on WFMU.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
All right, everybody. Hey, we just heard from Donna Summer. Not the disco diva, of course. Stepping the blank out. I can't say that word. It's obviously chopped up Joe Jackson there, stepping out. Before that, that's from the CD, To All Methods Which Calculate Power. And I believe... you might be hearing a lot from Donna Summer on WFMU in the very near future. Before that, the Linfield Pioneers from their Lamp Comp EP, Yo's to Go, on the Lamp Shop label. And starting us off, Brant Bjork and the Operators. My Ghetto Blaster. Nice stuff. From him. The album on the TMC record label, the Music Cartel. And it is 10:30 here on WFMU, which means it is time for Smash or Trash tonight. It's Smash or Trash time.
I have it over here.
And tonight on Smash or Trash, there is a band called Management that will undergo the Smasher Trash treatment. Now, the way Smasher Trash works is this is a band, an exciting new band. We're going to play something from their CD. And if you like it, it's a smash. If you don't like it, it's trash. And the first 1 to 5. Smash to 5, trash to 5. First 1 to 5 will determine whether the band management from Buffalo, New York have a smash or a trash on their hands. And if Doug wants to call in now, Doug, if you wish to call in now, young man, and be on the line to take your medicine as your band is subjected to smash or trash treatment, please do call now, 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. Management is the band. They are from Buffalo, New York. Let's see if... I got an itch in my ear. Wah. Doug, we're awaiting. I need song titles on this, Doug. Do I have song titles? Let me check the email that Doug sent. Come on, Doug. This is your moment of truth. Look at this package. Doug, already. I'm voting for an early trash. No song titles on your CD. That's Bush League, Doug. Bush League. Is that Doug?
That's Doug.
Let's welcome to the airwaves. Doug?
Tom.
You were on WFMU, Doug.
Hey, Tom.
Are you ready for smash or trash treatment for your band?
I'm almost ready.
Now, is it your birthday? Was it last week your birthday?
Last week, yeah, it was my birthday, yeah.
We wished you a happy birthday.
You did. That was so nice of you, man. You made my day.
Oh, that's so nice of you. But you might take that all back.
I might, you know, but it's worth it for me. It's worth it.
Now, are people sitting around listening?
My bandmate Larry is here, drummer.
What does Larry play, drums, you said?
Yeah, he's the drummer.
Now, what is track one on your CD called?
You know, I made you a custom one time, and I don't remember. I think it's Engage Ignite, or Error in Design, I think.
Well, right now, folks.
Okay.
Listen to this music we are going to play, and then when I say start calling for Smash or Trash, then you start calling. The band is called Management.
Tom?
Yes?
I'm terrified.
Here we go. Get ready. Smash or Trash. Everybody listen. And then when Tom says Smash or Trash, call in with your votes. Is there no singer for the band, Doug?
There is on some tunes, yeah.
Okay.
This one's an instrument, though.
Is this Engage Ignite?
This is Error in Design.
Error in Design.
Yeah. Stop?
Yeah.
Not a little low.
Like a little it's loud on our end. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. That was Management. The name of the song again?
Error in Design.
Now, is that the song you wanted us to play?
Yeah, that's one of the two that, yeah. Yeah,
you also said track 5.
I think track 5, yeah. The last one on there. Which is called Bohemus.
Is this Bohemus?
I can't tell. Yep, it is, yeah.
Is this an instrumental?
Yeah, do you want to hear one with vocals?
I want to hear the phones ring. It's Smash or Trash time. 201-200-9368. Smash or Trash, the band Management. Call now. 201-200-9368. Or you can email in your Smash or Trash at It's Tom S, T-O-M-S, at WFMU.org. Let's listen while we get these phone calls coming in to Management. 201-200-9368. Let's get some calls coming in. Dave is screening. Okay.
Any luck, Tom?
Here we go. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I thought it was a kind of a smash.
You think it's a smash?
Kind of.
Why do you think it's a smash?
I thought it's some pretty good guitar, and it might need a little more vocals on that first one.
You mean like a little more vocals? You mean like any?
Yeah, any. Because you could put some kind of like distorted, weird, I'm not sure what their kind of style is or their meaning, but it's got some good guitar and stuff.
So, but you vote for smash.
Yeah.
You think it's a smash.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is one smash.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right.
Smash 1, trash 0.
Hey, can I vote?
No.
How
dare you?
Sorry.
That should almost count as a trash, the fact that you tried to vote. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom, it's Gord from Canada.
Hey, Gord.
Gord.
How are you?
Do you know who this is? Doug?
Yeah.
What do you say, Gord? Smash or trash?
Let me tell you a little story, Tom. The year is 1986. The town is North Tonawanda, New York. The band about to play is Motorhead. They bring their own sound man. He's a guy from England. And the opening band is... I got there early and I saw the opening band trying to muddle through their sound check drunkenly with Motorhead's sound man saying... Could you turn your guitars down? Could you try to make a better, like a distorted sound or something? And they couldn't get their sound check done, and they drunkenly muddled through their set. Do you know who that band was, Tom?
Who?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
So what's the vote, guy?
I'm saying Goo Goo Dolls, trash, Management, smash.
That's two. And thank you for the vote, Gord.
Loving it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gord.
So you are 2-0. Now let's go to the email. You're not going to like this on the email. The wise guy checking in. He says trash.
He doesn't even have a proper name.
Well, he says trash.
Well.
Here's another one. Wes checking in. Usually I don't like metal, but it's pretty growly. Smash!
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
We are 3-1.
All right. Looking good.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
The voting is so hot and heavy. First 1 to 10. We're upping the smash or trash to 10.
I'm so honored.
First 1 to 10. But you're not going to be honored when you hear what Robert says. This sucks. Trash. We are now at 3-2. Smash or trash. The phone number, 201-200-9368. The band is Management. Do you think it's a smash or is it trash? Call in now or email your vote at thomas@wfmu.org. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. So I'm calling to say...
You got the guy on the line now. Remember that.
What's that?
You got the band member from management
on the phone right now.
Yeah, so, don't pull any punches, though.
I'm going to say it's a smash as long as he's not rapping on top of it.
We're thoroughly anti-rapping.
Yes, we are thoroughly anti-Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's all I have to say.
Absolutely.
All right.
So that's a smash,
it up.
Right?
That's a smash.
All right, killer.
So we are at 4-2 now.
Okay.
For the smash and trash. We're going to the email now. Colin. Hey, Tom, please don't ridicule me. I think it is a large pile of smash. That's a smash.
A large pile.
5-2. He says, wear sweatpants. So Colin says, wear sweatpants.
Okay.
Going back to the phone. So we are at 5-2 now. The voting, the first 1 to 10 rules whether it's a smash or a trash.
So do you need another track to play?
Just 1 second. No, we're good. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I definitely liked it. I thought it was... I'm going to give it a smash. Because I thought it was pretty
rocking.
Pretty cool. Pretty rocking, that's the word, yeah.
6-2 now for smash or trash. Thanks for calling, buddy. Let's go to the phones more. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Jeff. Wanted to put a vote in as I drive home to Philadelphia.
Yeah?
Definite smash.
Smash?
Absolutely.
7-2 management cleaning up.
Killer.
What does this band sound like to you, guy?
I'm sorry?
Who do they remind you of?
Who do they remind me of? I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of, like, thrash metal stuff, but I really like the guitars. A little more vocals in the first one, it would rip.
Okay. Nice.
There are vocals in the works for that.
Okay. We can stay tuned for that, though. And this guy who says, this guy chiming in again. Oh. Actually, okay. He's chiming in again. He says this, let's see here. These fools should be called labor, not management. So we cannot count that again, though, because you can only get one smash or trash per segment.
That's a good name, too, though. What do you think of the name, Tom? Is it better than Stro?
I was confused when I saw management. I thought that was the phone number for your management company or something on there. 201-200-9368. We are in the middle of smash or trash. See if you like the band management. We've got Doug from management on the phone. This is management. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I think I'm going with a smash, man.
And who is this?
This is Logan.
Logan, what do you like about management?
I don't know. I'm totally into the metal scene, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think they're metal? Who do they remind me of? You guys remind me of, you know who there's a little bit of in the sound?
Who's that?
I'm going with a little System of a Down without any vocals. Like,
is that what you think?
Yeah, I'm a big System fan. I love metal. I think you can get a little faster, though.
Can you guys get faster, Doug?
We can definitely get faster.
Yeah, faster drum parts, it'll be awesome, man.
Yeah,
definitely. Nice. All right. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
No problem.
Did you check out the website, Tom?
You were at 8-2. I did not check out the website yet. You were at 8-2 for Smash or Trash.
Not bad.
Pretty good. You only have two more to go, two more smashes to make it an official smash.
And then I can get out of your hair, man.
And then we check Michael checking in from New Brunswick. He says, smash!
Yeah.
Because he agreed with that guy about no rapping.
Yeah, cool.
9-2, smash or trash. People are like, you know who it reminds me of? Rape Man.
Yeah?
Do you know Rape Man?
I don't.
Do you know Steve Albini?
Yeah, of course.
It was his band after Big Black.
Okay.
I hear a little bit of that in it.
Excellent. I was a Big Black fan.
Now, how long has management been together?
Since August of last year.
So you've been together since August of last year, and who...
I actually moved to Buffalo to play in this band.
Really?
Detroit, yeah.
Where'd you move from?
From Detroit.
Oh, from Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually are the only human alive who in 2001, 2002 figured, hey, you know what's a good career move musically? I'm going to leave Detroit.
And move to Buffalo.
And move to Buffalo.
Yeah, that was me.
Let's go back to the phones. FMU, you're on the air.
I don't like it. It's trash.
What don't you like about it?
I don't like the melodies.
Trash?
It's not bad, but I want to see this go to extra innings.
He said it's trash, though. The man right. has spoken. We are at 9-3. We only need one more smash to put it over the top. Or what if we all of a sudden got a hot run of trashes? Wouldn't that be exciting? Not that I'm trying to lead anybody with the voting.
Man.
But the number is 201-200-9368. Smash or trash? What do you think? Going to the email. Tim checking in. There are at least 1,500 bands in America today that sound just like management. Trash. 9-4 for trash. You're ahead, though. And then Wes checking in, who voted already, he says, how in the world did you guys get the name management? Who wants to go out to a bar after a hard week of work and listen to somebody called management, he asks.
That's a good point, actually. Maybe we should be labor.
So, he says you guys remind him of Helmet.
Hmm.
Very interesting, eh?
It is.
Were you a big Helmet fan?
No, never got into them. Not really at all.
Who do you think management's influences are? Who are the collective bands that you guys listen to?
Well, it's pretty diverse. Lawrence is into the System. He mm-hmm. likes them. I sort of just listen to WFMU all the time. I don't know. It's pretty diverse. Brian likes some band called Far a lot.
FMU, you're on the air with Doug and management.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I got to give it a trash.
Oh. Ooh. What don't you like about it?
That's not really my thing. I mean,
you think it stinks?
I don't think it stinks, but it's not really my...
Does it blow?
Kind of music.
Would you walk out of a club if management were on stage playing? Would you walk out?
Probably.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the musicians are technically skilled in their own way.
So that's 9-5 now, right? 9-5. It's heating up for the trashes.
It is.
It's not looking good. Looks like you thought it was going to be 10-2. And you were going to be a cakewalk, and you guys were going to just be huge, didn't you,
well,
Doug?
You know.
FMU, you're on the air.
I'd like to call and trash it.
You want to trash it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you trashing it?
Well, you know, it's not a runaway smash hit, so it's not that bad, but it's not enough to, say it's a smash. So I'm going to trash it.
So you say it's a trash.
Definitely.
What band does it sound like? Does it sound like anybody you...
I'm not into the genre, so I'm not really going to...
Okay.
You know, so...
What kind of music do you prefer, sir?
I like the stuff you play.
Okay.
You know?
All right, but management is a trash for you.
I'm saying trash.
Okay, which puts us at 9-6. This could be the ultimate choke job. Wouldn't it be something if this was just the ultimate choke job and you went down 10-9?
It would be something.
Would you cry?
I might. Not much.
201-200-9368 is the number. TomS@WFMU.org is the email address. Vote your smash or trash. Hey, small change. Do you think this is a smash or a trash? This band. You haven't heard it.
Tell small change that I love him?
This guy loves you. This guy, Doug, he just told me to tell you he loves you. Small change says the feeling is not mutual.
Easy.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who is this?
This is James from Newark.
James from Newark.
Yeah. Remember I called a couple weeks ago and you were like, Brick City, you know?
Brick City in the...
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yes, exactly what you did.
Now, what do you think? Smash or trash? Let's just preface it first, though.
Can I say something first?
Absolutely.
I think that when people are either smashing or trashing, they need to, kind of evaluate the music, not taking their own musical taste into account, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I may not care for this music, or I may really, really like it, but I'm trying to try to evaluate it. Like,
well, hold on one second. I'm just checking the email here. FD checking in with a trash. He says, make him cry. So now it's at 9 to 7. 9 to 7. This could be the ultimate choke job. Now, if this caller gives you a trash, it's 9 to 8, or he could put you over the top. What is your first of all, why don't you give us what you want to hear from other people with Smash or Trash? You want to tell us about your music, the music, how you think this sounds.
Well, like, do you want me to just give you the Smash or Trash?
No, give us a little dramatic build-up.
I mostly listen to, like, punk kind of stuff, like Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really my kind of music, necessarily.
Yeah.
But, you know, I listen to music like that sometimes.
Okay.
I give it a smash.
That's a smash. That puts you at 9?
Man. No. That's over the top. Smash.
No, it's 9. 9 to 7. Now.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Don't do this to me, man.
It's a 10. It is a smash. Management is a smash.
Definitely.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Rocket.
So, management, congratulations.
Hey, does this mean we can get played on Brian Turner's show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Means nothing of the sort. But you know what it does mean?
What does that mean, Tom?
You are tonight's smash.
Thank you, man.
And your record will be played in its entirety as the final record of the night.
Really?
Not all 5 songs, of course.
Okay.
What song do you want me to play as the final song of the show?
You can just start on number 2 there.
And let's hear number 2. What if people heard the vocals and then they hated it, though?
See, that might happen, but
let's check it out.
Okay. Thomas, thank you so much, man.
Hold on one second while you're on the line.
Okay.
Now, what's this song called?
This is called Steamroller.
Steamroller.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll hear... You know what I think we're going to hear, though?
What's that?
The song that got it all started.
Okay.
Which is called what, from the first song on the thing?
The first one?
Yeah.
Error in Design.
Error in Design.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Doug.
Take care, man.
All right, you have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. And if you want your band considered for Smash or Trash, all you got to do is send your CD to WFMU. The address is on our website. Just make it Attention, the best show on WFMU. And we will put you on Smash or Trash. You can email me at thomas@wfmu.org for more information. And we'll get your band on the next installment of Smash or Trash. I should say to everybody, we have time for one more phone call. 201-200-9368. Open phone, America. Call in now. Young Petey, I'm so sorry I didn't get back to you during the show. Oh, sweet, sweet young 11-year-old Petey. You started off as my enemy. Now you're maybe the best friend I've got. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello, congratulations to management.
Yuck. Ugh, listen to who it is.
Well,
P.U.
You know, they're joining the ranks of those who have,
stabbed Tom in the back.
Smash level.
No, they haven't joined the ranks of those who stabbed the best show in the back.
No, I'm not going to get into it.
Is this Ryan from Stroh?
It happens to be.
Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
What's the address for your website?
geocities.com/StrohTheBand.
STRO?
Yes, the band. All one word.
.htm?
No, just /StrohTheBand.
Okay, let's see. Is this your website? Do you design it?
No, a friend of ours does it.
Where's the forum is where people can post?
You can post on there, yeah.
People can post on the forum.
Yeah, it's not so busy, but whatever.
Uh-huh. Let's see. I read a couple posts here about me.
Yeah, we got...
Did you delete them all?
I don't know. I don't run the site. I don't know.
Where was it? I saw it. Oh, here it is. Stroh shouldn't be concerned about which songs they should cover right now. It's in a thread for what songs Stroh should cover. Stroh shouldn't be concerned about which songs they should cover right now. They should be more worried about getting their bleeps royally ripped by the medical marijuana, their rival band.
Last time.
I heard some of Sharpling's rough demos the other day, and they sound hot.
Wow.
Medical Marijuana Forever, Stroh Never.
Wow.
Written by Gordon Rogers III.
No,
thank you, Gordon Rogers III.
Hold on. Now, I wasn't going to bring it up because I thought you might be just, you know, backing out of this whole live challenge.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to go full force getting my band together next week.
It's been full force over here. We're just waiting for you to hold up your end of the deal.
You heard what Gordon Rogers III said.
Yeah.
Stroh Never.
Thank
Medical
you.
Marijuana Forever.
Well, we'll see about that.
I see other posts here. It says here, I don't see it actually. I'm not going to read your website all day.
It's fine.
You know, you got to take down the homophobic content up here, though, buddy.
What?
Somebody's throwing around some shocking stuff on this website.
I'll have to go take a look.
Take it down. It's in one of your threads here.
I didn't.
How dare you? Now, do you encourage that?
Not at all.
Is that because I'll tell you right now, the medical marijuana is a band of inclusion, not exclusion.
Same here.
I don't know what you creeps promote over there.
Nothing bad.
Well, we shall see, and we shall also see the day that the medical marijuana fells the so-called mighty Stroh.
We're ready.
Right now, young man. I think it's shameful of you to try to upstage management in their moment of glory.
This is congrats.
Trying to bring Stroh back into the mix. How dare you? How dare you? Get off my phone trying to steal management's thunder in their moment of triumph. How's the line go again? Evacuate? In our moment of triumph? Surely you overestimate their chances. What movie's that from? Do you know?
Was it Battlestar Galactica, right?
No, it's Star Wars.
No, I'm just kidding.
Evacuate? In our moments of triumph? Grand Moff Tarkin. I wonder if he's in episode 3. Like a young version of Grand Moff Tarkin? Really, why not?
Yeah.
Did you see episode 2?
I haven't. I gotta go see it.
Oh, do you like Yoda?
Yeah.
Do you like lightsabers?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're in for it then. You're gonna love it. Hey,
I love love stories, though.
Then you're really going to love it.
Stories.
There's not enough love in it. There's not enough love story talk in it. But hey, everybody, here is the medical. Here is management. And this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Nickel and Dime Radio with Small Change.